systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the jam hole.
Oh, fuck.
Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And I'm Danny.
Oh, my fuck. And now I'm not going to be able to talk for the rest of the show. Thank you guys so much for listening to episode number 177, take two. Thank you, MDS. This is the Wednesday night show that probably maxed out and blew all of our microphones.
And the cops are on their way.
Fantastic. Tonight will be a short show. If you hear a knock on the door and see us getting hauled off, jaml.com/donate, you can bail us out.
Give us some of that bailout
but,
money.
Yeah, some of that fucking... Wow. My throat hurts now. This is the Wednesday Night Show. Thank you guys so much for checking it out. TheJamHole.com/feedback is working, so you can type shit there. We'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call live, 406-204-4687. It's right there on your screen. You will see it. Real quick, this is one of the last shows for this week. We are doing a show tonight. Obviously, we're here. Or you can listen to the Friday Night Show, or you can do both.
Right. And preferably then, both.
Because we got kind of a predicament, we're kind of effed. Not because, like, we're broke as fuck for this trip.
Right, other than
we're
that.
We're also effed that our flight leaves at 6:30 in the a.m., and we don't actually get to fly out of the airport that's here, where we live. We actually get to drive 120 miles that way to fly out of that airport.
Except if we were to fly out of this airport, our tickets would have been like another $500.
Well, yeah, right? Our tickets were $200 more each to fly out of this airport, yeah. Which is why we chose not to. And then we did the thing online, and it's like, book the tickets. We're like, cool, do you like this price? We're like, yeah. It's like, do you care what time you fly out? And I'm like, no, I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Right.
Well, the worst did happen, right. And it's that we have to fucking be to Missoula by 6:30. Well, the flight leaves at 6:30, so we have to actually be there at like 5 in the morning. So here's the thing. What we're going to do is a show on Sunday night. Because we're not going to do a show Monday. Like, this next week, we'll be in New York. If you guys are new to the show, we're going to New York for the Keith and the Girl birthday party, stand-up show. We're going to be there all week. Keith and the .com/events. KTG.com/events if you guys are new. So, yeah, that whole week, we're going to be doing a couple shows while we're there. But it's not going to be the normal Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule that we're used to. I cannot watch what you guys are fucking talking about in here.
Well,
so good. Matt from Baltimore says, I love your show so much. Comedy and nice kaboom. I hope you guests have fun on your trip. Thanks for the comedy tonight. Love your show. Watch it when I can. Peace. Love to hear that kind of shit. Thank you very much. Peace out, Matt from Baltimore. So what was I saying? Right. We're going to do a show Sunday. Yes. The idea, I guess, is that we're going to start the live show at midnight, and we're going to do a two-hour show like we try to usually do, and then we're going to just leave then after
well, we're
going to
pack shit and then
right, because obviously we're taking this equipment with us, well, most of it, and we'll talk about that here in a sec. But yeah, so we'll do a show Sunday night. I posted that in our live video schedule that it'll be up on the site and all that stuff. You guys will remember, I'm sure. So we're going to do the show, and then we're going to pack up, and then we're going to go to Missoula, and then we're probably going to just fucking chill in the airport, maybe
hopefully
take a nap.
Not that long.
Right.
Hopefully.
And then, yeah, we're flying out. We'll be in New York sometime that evening. I think around 6 or 7 is when our plane gets in.
Nice.
I haven't looked at the itinerary. I have it somewhere. Fuck me. I don't
know. Oh, I thought that was Viola that had that.
Huh? Yeah, itinerary?
She is
in charge of what we're doing while we're there.
This is
for the flight there and back. So, that's gonna happen. Last night, we were messing around with equipment because obviously we don't want to have to bring all the mic arms and the microphones and the laptops and the desktop and the monitors and all that shit to make, you know, to make it sound like this, the quality that you guys are used to from us. Not show quality, but sound quality, obviously.
Obviously.
Show quality varies.
From show to show.
But, so, my idea was we'll just use, you know, our webcams. They look pretty decent for, you know.
Well, looks can be deceiving.
Well, no,
you know.
I'm just saying, as far as live web shows go, ours is one of the better looking ones, obviously,
yeah,
for how much money we've spent on cameras, which wasn't that much, but they're good cameras.
Well,
so,
they're the best cameras we could get around here.
Right, so I'm like, hey, they probably have decent enough microphones that we can just take the laptops and the cameras and that's it. And we can do the shows with that.
Wishful thinking.
Totally. So we're testing it out and they sound like shit. You can hear the fucking every kind of movement. You have to have the mic boost turned up, otherwise there's no sound. Basically, it fucking sucked. So I'm getting pissed. I'm like, now we're gonna, the idea was, you know, start with the basic and then start adding pieces of equipment as we go.
All right, until
we get, and it doesn't have to be this quality, but it has to be better than not doing shows at all. And that camera sound is not actually better than doing shows at all. So then I'm like, all right, we can just grab the mixer and take a couple microphones and still run everything through the laptops. And then I start trying to fit her mic stand and these mic stands into a suitcase, and those don't fit.
Totally didn't work.
His mic stand fits, but it weighs like 50 fucking pounds.
Yeah, it's way too heavy.
Right, and this one is nice and light, but of course it doesn't fucking fit in anything. So
and yours is perfect, but we have one.
And mine is perfect, but right, we have one. So that's not going to work. And we're not going to sit here standing here holding fucking microphones. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm done. I'm so aggravated at this point. Her gay brother's here fucking with computers and getting viruses and malware
on my
shit.
Thanks
for
all the gay porn.
Appreciate that.
That's awesome.
And I'm not in a good mood. So we fucking, I'm like, fuck it, dude. So then later on, you know, I'm falling asleep and I get this idea that why don't we go to the music store that we went and bought all this stuff, and they're the guys that hooked us up with, you know, free pop filters and
all of our equipment.
Everything you see except for the swivel arm and the shock mount, everything else was bought there. So I'm like, maybe they have some smaller mic stands we can use or something. And then Danny mentioned, why don't we try and get those little small microphones that just clip onto your shit and then just bring those. So I'm like, holy shit, you finally had a good idea, except for, you know, other stuff, huh? How's your necklace?
It's great.
It's sexy.
It is sexy. I can't wait when you, like, aim your shit towards it and I have to wash it off later.
I don't even wash it. It's going to sparkle and shine.
It's just going to stick to my chest. I won't even need the little tie to hold it on my neck anymore.
Hey, milfucker's trying to
get
on with your girlfriend.
Get it on. I don't give a fuck. Just pay some cash.
Right.
Pimp that shit.
Donate.
So, I went to the music store today and I'm like, this is the situation. I don't want to have to bring all this fucking shit. He's like, we have lapel mics. I'm like, well, do they sound, you know, better than cam mics? And he's like, probably not. But here's one. Go try it out. So he just gives it to me. No paperwork to fill out for rental, no money. He's just like, here, just take it home, try it out.
I trust
and
you.
If it works, then I got four or five. So I got as many as you need to bring with you to New York for the week. So we get home, and we try it out, and holy fucking shit.
He's
fucking
running around
awesome.
The house with it on, going, I could do the jam hole from here. I could do the jam hole from here.
I can
over
it
here.
And it's wireless, too.
Yeah, they're the most amazing thing. It's, like, so small. It just clips onto your thing, and it's got a little box. Like, I don't, this blew my mind, because I've never seen one in real life. It's just like the newscasters use. So we did a little sound check with it, and it sounds not as good as this.
It sounds
but so much better than that.
It sounds
way
as
better.
Good as our old mics.
It sounds
like the
Danny's
one Danny
mic,
has.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a bunch of those, and yeah, that's what we're going to have. We're going to bring four of them with us. So everyone that's hanging out with us in the hotel room when we do our show, I'm sure MDS and Viola Chick and 26, if he's there by then, what we're going to do is just switch off with them, because you can't have more than four things plugged into the mixer. And when you have more than four people mic'd, everyone's trying to talk at the same time, and it's just a fucking mess. So that's what's going to happen. I do want to real quick just say musiconeworkshop.com. Those guys have taken such awesome care of us. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as equipment goes with the mixer, and whenever I have a question, when we were first trying to set all this shit up and we had the hum, they were the guys that's like, separate your cables, and then
they want to support us. They dig what we're doing.
They totally do. And they gave us a mic stand when ours broke. They're like, here, just trade us. And like, they've been really awesome helping out. So musiconeworkshop.com. I know you guys probably can't do anything, but if you're local, that's the place to go to get any of your music needs. Or if you need guitar lessons, if you want to woo your chick, learn how to play guitar.
That's where I got my guitar.
Yeah, fucking A. That's where it's at. So yeah, we're going to go down there with these little tiny lapel mics. It's going to be so fucking cool.
It's going to be so awesome.
If only we could like bring the mixer, we could just walk around town.
We're bringing the mixer.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
around
like,
town.
Walk around and just record
with a little battery pack on us and shit. That'd be so great.
It'd look like the Ghostbusters pack.
We'll be like in the airplane doing a show in there and shit. We'll be like in the airport going, kaboom! Oh, fuck. Security, run! So, yeah, those guys have been awesome. I appreciate the help so much. Also, the goldsmith place that made this necklace that you might see here. It's on thejamhole.com/Twitter. If you look on the twit pic, it's also on thejamhole.com/forums in the all pictures thing. I deliver to these people, and usually I don't make a habit of telling people I deliver to what the show is.
Why is that?
Because sometimes I might talk shit about them because they're fucking pricks and they put stickers on my jugs and they're just assholes in general. This place is a nice place and I tend to get along with them well. So I go in there and I go to pick up the thing and the guy's like, here it is. And I'm like, holy shit, that came out totally fucking amazing. You're awesome. Thank you. And he's like, so, where can I listen to this show that I just did this thing for? I'm like, oh, fuck me. And like, while I'm standing there and he's like looking at me like he really wants to listen to it. And I'm like,
what are you going to do? Say no?
I know. And I felt, I don't know. I was so torn because it happened. I did not expect him to be like, let me check out this thing.
Most people don't really give a fuck.
Because I didn't tell him it was a show or anything. Right. But when I was talking to his daughter, who I was talking to over email, she asked what it was, what the logo was. I'm like, oh, it's just this talk show we do, and that was it. So she must have told him, and he's like, oh, I want to hear what this is. So I felt like an asshole if I would have been like, I can't tell you, because he's like, well, I just made you this thing for something, and you can't even fucking tell me what it is.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you then. I'm not fucking in the
track. Actually, I'm gonna melt this back
but
down.
Then,
fuck
like,
you.
I tell him, and now he hears all of this fuck shit, piss cunt twat shit about places
shit
that I deliver
stuff
to. So I'm thinking, I'm like, have I ever said anything about them? I don't
like,
think so.
Hmm.
Here's the fucking address. It's vulgar as fuck. Good luck.
Have
He's like, I can deal with vulgar as long as it's funny. I'm like, can I have that back?
Can I have that
we're
back?
We're not that funny. So
sometimes it's not
if
so
you're
much
listening, that is awesome. Thank you very much. And I would like to, I don't know, if you guys, we can get more of these made in the sterling silver, but they're kind of expensive, but also we can get them made in a cheaper metal, but we have to get like a bunch of them. So if you guys want them, if enough of you guys want them, we'll get some made, but if not, then it's just for you. The first lady of the jam hole, so far so good, right?
And Danny can also make hemp necklaces for them.
Right, she made well, yeah, you're not
looking.
Not that
off,
one,
yeah.
Right.
She made one in like 3 minutes. She's sitting there and Braden like looks over and he's like, wow, it's done?
Well, if you pull up Braden's cam, he's wearing one that I made.
Right,
so,
right.
And she made it in like 3 minutes. So yeah, I don't know, if you guys want one, there's email info at thejamhole.com. If we get enough of them, we'll have them made. Or if you want one like this, they're like $100, so that's not how much yours cost, but they're around that area.
They're in there. So.
If, let's just say if you go to thejamhole.com/donate and toss us $100, you can have one. So you can have yours for $100.
No. Oh my God.
But yeah, so I did. I wrote it out and I wrote the email address. And I'm like, here you go. And he's like, cool. And then I'm gonna go in there tomorrow. And I'm going to get to work, and they're going to be like, so, the jewelry shop
they
canceled
called
their service.
Fuck.
All right.
That's cool. My fault.
That's funny, because I got like 3 new listeners last night. High five. So, Have you... Oh, wait. I gotta talk about this real quick, because this is so great. So, me and Jess are out delivering yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We were at this place out by the highway. This place is right across the
Which
street.
Which highway?
Highway 2?
Mm.
Does it matter?
I don't know.
I was going to... It's right across...
For my sake, I want to know.
It's right across the street from the airport.
Right.
Highway 2?
That is
so,
2.
So, airport, here's this place. I'm sitting in the truck because Jesse's with me, so I'm just kind of chilling, texting Danny and shit. He comes out, he's like, dude, they're building a rocket attached to a truck. You have to see this.
What?
I'm like, a what? Really? Like... So I'm thinking, like, they're building, because it's a metalworking steel kind of shop. Like,
oh,
they
I know what place you're talking
fabrications
about.
Fabrications and shit like that.
Yeah. They do custom shit for cars and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those places. So I'm thinking it's, like, a truck that's propelled by a rocket.
Yeah,
like to make it go fast.
I've seen those semis with the rockets on
it. It is
back.
Not.
No?
I go in there, and there's this big frame of a truck with this huge, like, bigger than this room rocket attached to it.
Is it like a jet engine type
thing?
It's
like a missile.
Wow.
Rocket.
What kind of truck?
Hi, caller. You're live on the jam hole. Please. Holla.
Hey, is your girlfriend? She saw it.
Hold on. And, okay, try that again. Say what?
What's the tell your girl? She saw it.
I can't understand.
Mumbler?
What's he saying?
I don't know.
Enunciate, please.
Your girlfriend's hot.
Oh, hi.
My
girlfriend's hot. Hey, you are hot.
Thanks.
That's right. Thank you.
That's great.
Who's this?
Yeah, the one in the chat.
Oh, right on.
MILFucker.
Right,
yeah, that guy.
MILFucker.
Hi,
you
MILFucker.
Sound as creepy as your name.
Wow.
Awesome.
So what's going on? Is this your first time listening to the show?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool show.
Right on.
Right.
Thank you.
Like you can tell how good the show is from looking at her boobies
the whole time.
If I saw a show and I was like, boo, this is a good show. I'll tell you something right now. If you go back through the archives, we did a show, all of us wearing bras, her included. So if you find that one,
there's
enjoy.
Also another show where you may catch her in the shower for.
No, that wasn't archived.
It was, but it got deleted after 7 days because I didn't
Damn.
Save it. So yeah, you might catch little glimpses.
If
of
you
that
tune into the
there.
Show more regularly, things like that happen.
They
occasionally.
Do happen. Not always, all the time.
But if
do
you
happen.
Do donate $500, one of us will get topless.
We'll fuck on the camera right now for $500. I'll pay for half of.
I was
going to
say a grand
and all of mine. Oh, a grand? Okay, a grand. Sorry.
Right, grand. That'll pay for
grand
almost
to be fucking
all of
on
us.
The couch.
Okay. Well, glad to have you with us, man. You got anything else you want to say, real quick?
No, not much, man. It's pretty good show. We all got a cool name going and stuff.
Right.
What?
I don't what? Know. The connection is kind of fuzzy. All right. Well, we will talk to you later. Holla in the forums. Jamal.com/forums. You can talk to us there. Peace out. All right. So, rocket, right? So, is that what I was saying?
I don't know, but never mind.
What?
Sorry, I just got...
Okay.
Shazam's boobs are the only thing I see in her camera.
That's
right.
Fine. See? Suck on that, Brian is in you. We got...
Yeah, we got
the
boobs on cam.
And hey, Brian, I'm actually going to have sex with this one. Oh!
In your face.
How bad do you suck that you can't have sex with a sex blogger? Like, that's
no
what
shit.
She does. She fucks random guys.
She fucks everybody.
But not you, Brian King.
She'll come on your show, but she won't.
That sucks,
Fuck
bro.
You.
Okay, so rocket, right. Huge Scud missile-looking thing.
Yes.
So I go in there. I'm like, I have to know what this is all about. So I talk to the guy, and check this shit out. Basically, the owner of the shop is so bored, right? The economy is fucking everybody. It's slow as fuck for all these different businesses and shit, right?
But here's this guy.
Well, no, that's why he did that, because they're so slow. He has all this free time, and he was going crazy just sitting there.
Yeah, but he has a bunch of money to spend?
Well, no, it's all just scraps.
Oh, it's just
but
stuff
it
he
looks
has.
Like. I wish I would take a picture of it. Next time I deliver there, if it's still there, I'll fucking totally do it. But they're going to make this rocket all camouflage painted. They're going to camouflage paint the truck, and they're going to park it out on the highway with the rocket pointed at the airport.
Yes.
They're going to put a guy, a mannequin, inside the truck cab looking all Hindu'd out with the fucking turban and all that shit. The rocket is going to have Arabic fucking letters on it, and they're going to see if they can get any
business
I guess,
if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, you guys have just become my new favorite place to deliver to.
Yeah,
because that is awesome.
Fucking awesome.
That is so awesome, especially because fuck this airport for what they did to some people I know.
Wait, what did they do?
Firing people and shit that they shouldn't have, and that's what there's a lawsuit going on.
Right.
Never mind, I can't really say anything about that.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, so fuck the airport, but I just thought that was so awesome.
Yeah.
Because this thing, when they paint it, it will look so real. Like, next time I'm by there, I'll see if he'll let me take a picture of it, because it is so fucking real.
I
want to
see what airport security's gonna think
I
about
know,
it.
Cause
like,
that
is that a fucking
if
rocket?
If you drove by there and you saw this rocket with this Hindu mannequin thing
right.
in it, like just driving by doing
with,
70
with
and
Arabic
you catch,
writing on it,
you catch a glimpse of that, you're gonna be like, "What 911?" So it's something's gonna happen. But I just want to say, when the news reports it, we actually talked about it first. So holla at us. So, yeah, speaking about the whole few episodes ago, we were talking about the tobacco tax and how in Michigan, roll your owns is going way the fuck up. So,
how come that's going up and not
normal
cigarettes?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm glad you asked. I will fucking tell you.
Good.
So,
very weird.
Also on Tuesday, I was up in Columbia Falls and I'm out of fucking Bally. So, I totally forgot to hit the cigarette store in town. So, I hit the one in Columbia Falls. And I'm looking, and there's no Bally. And so I talked to Leigh, I'm like, you know, are you guys also not selling any Bally? And she's like, no, we're not selling any Rollies at all.
What?
So basically, there's that bill that got passed, right? And that's why this tax went up. The tobacco companies helped write that bill, but there's the normal tobacco companies, and then there's the Roll Your Own Tobacco is a different company.
Mm.
So the normal tobacco companies put in a part in the bill. This is what the lady said, so I don't know how true it is, but it sounds totally, it makes sense. To add more of a tax on Roll Your Own cigarettes, because the normal tobacco companies were threatened by it because more people were starting to go to the Rollies than to smoke the normal filtered cigarettes.
Hmm.
So that's why the prices on those went up more than just the normal cigarette prices. Like, all prices went up, but the Rollies got hit like four times as much.
Yeah.
And now there's a lot of stores in town that aren't selling cigarettes at all, and if they do have cigarettes, it's what they had from before this tax.
They're not restocking.
It was from before, from April 1st up. That's when it started.
Hmm.
So all these roll-your-own companies, like, nobody's buying their shit anymore because they got taxed so fucking hard because the normal cigarette companies wrote in a part to fucking up their price so fucking much. So
how does the other tobacco company have any say on what the roll-your-owns cost?
Lobbyists and shit.
Huh.
Because they helped write the bill.
Oh, right.
And
that's fucking stupid.
It's whoever pads, you know, whoever's pocket with the most money and shit, that's where the fucking, who has the power, kind of. So, I'm talking to this lady, and her daughter works at the head shop, heads up here in Kalispell. I threw a bunch of stickers at that place.
Really? Nice.
But she's like, you might want to go there, because they still have some tobacco and shit. And at that time, I wasn't anywhere near there, so I bought a pack of just Nat Sherman's, which when I was a kid, when I was your age and tripping on acid and eating shrooms and shit, Nat Sherman mints were like what we would buy when we got paid and shit. Like, they were $6-7 a pack. Now they are so much cheaper than the Rollies if they were to have them. So I bought a pack of those. And I cannot stand that
shit. They're already rolled and stuff?
Well, yeah, they're just normal cigarettes.
Yeah.
But they are so, I don't know, man. After smoking Bally Shag for so long, like, it's so chemically and just
Yeah,
gross.
They add a lot to that shit.
So I'm talking to the lady. I'm like, so are the head shops going to get prices raised because they say it's tobacco accessory? She said Zigzags went way up. It's like $3 or $4 for a thing of Zigzags now.
Really?
That's ridiculous.
Just for paper.
Yeah.
It's a piece of paper.
It's tiny. And
with
really,
glue on it.
There really isn't that many of them
and
in a pack.
You don't even get high when you lick it.
No.
Like, what,
it does nothing.
These prices are more than crack now.
Yeah.
More than weed, damn near.
For
more
sure.
than fucking gasoline. It's so fucking ridiculous.
We're getting gouged
everything. So I'm talking to her, and, you know, she's telling me that her daughter works at the head shop. I should go down there and check it out to see if any of the fucking, if they have any left, because they sell Bally there, and they had a bunch, and people don't usually go there to buy cigarettes. So I talked to her about if pipes and all that. Are you guys cool?
Yeah.
Milfucker says, Danny, I want to blow on you.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it right now. Get it done. Right here.
You donate some cash, we'll start doing stuff, dude.
Jesus, fuck.
For wow. real.
No, it's just funny because he's like, will you tease me? Ugh, spread.
It's being really creepy.
Oh, yeah. Talk dirty.
Yeah,
to
I
me.
Will wait to see the money until we do anything. I want money.
Excuse me, sir. This is actually a comedy show.
Yeah, this is a fucking
this
show.
This is the wrong.
That's funny. You're on the internet trolling for tales.
Oh, right, Shazam says he's already hit her up privately.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's because she's showing her big titties on her cam, and that's it. God. No, I want to blow my load on her ass. Oh, right.
Oh, wow. Okay, anyway, can we continue
yeah,
with
I'm
the show,
done with
please?
The
no,
chat.
That's more fun. I'd rather.
No, I
that.
No,
rather
I
not.
Really am good now.
Are you sure?
I'm
wanted
positive.
To mention
that.
Because
that was it, actually.
Is it? Yeah. I have something about smoking also, actually.
No, that wasn't. About what?
Smoking.
Smoking?
About cigarettes.
Oh, please.
Well, if you. Are you done? It's a story.
Oh, it's a story?
Yeah,
well,
but
no,
I
was just
going to
say that. So then I end up going down there, and you know how I was saying how the guy at work, the. Ryan, he's always like every day, like, can I bum a roller? Can I get a cigarette? So now I don't have any more, right? But I did go down to the head shop, and at normal places now, bags of Bally are like $10 for
what?
A bag of Bally Shag.
That's double.
If you can find it, but no place is selling it anymore because it's too expensive. So no place has any rollies. So I'm like, fuck me. I go to the head shop, and they have it. They have 5 bags there. Guess how much?
$20.
$3.50 a bag.
What?
Because it's left over from before.
Oh,
because people
wow.
don't usually go there to buy cigarettes, which is what I was saying before you were fucking like, oh my god, they're talking about dicks and tits. So I bought all fucking 4 of them, but I didn't tell anybody. Because I know as soon as I tell them, they're going to be like, oh, bro, can I get a roller? Can I get
right.
a roller?
It's like not
so
the
now,
fucking price they are
when
now.
I get to work, I have my pack of Nat Sherman's, and that just chills out in there. But I have everything else put away in my backpack next to the needles and the drugs.
Right.
So when I'm good to smoke when I leave. But now whenever he's like, oh, can I get a roller? I'm like...
No.
We don't have rollies, remember? No place is selling them anymore. And I told him that whole thing about how, like, stores aren't selling it anymore. You can't get it anywhere. There's just, you know, the TaylorMade's. And it's great now that people bum cigarettes in the first place, right? Like, before, when they were cheap.
Yeah.
What are they going to do now that they are not at all cheap? Are they going to rob you for cigarettes? Are they going
people
to
be sucking dick for
stab
cigarettes.
You sucking dick? I would... Give him a cigarette for that, I guess. I mean, it's not gay if I'm getting sucked,
No, that's not gay. It's not gay to get a blowjob.
Right.
It's just gay to give a blowjob.
Is that cheating?
I don't know. It's just it's not sex. And it's...
Is that cheating?
That's all... That's,
if a dude's sucking your dick?
That's...
Is that cheating?
What?
Okay.
That. Can we continue now?
Right.
Is that cheating?
Yeah, I think it's cheating. It's kind of gross, too.
Well, if the dude wants a cigarette, he can't just give it to him for free.
I know.
And
so,
you know, he's obviously not getting blowjobs when he's at home. So.
Right, so that's okay. Right?
No.
No?
No.
Well,
weird.
Step up then.
All right.
So, what was your story about smoking?
Well, it's called, Do Smokers Cost Society Money?
Do they cost
society
money?
Do they cost
society money?
It's a kind of a debate between...
I'm going to say no.
Which is cheaper, people who smoke and die 10 years earlier?
Cheaper for what?
Well, just as far as the cost, because, you know...
The cost of what, though?
Cigarettes and all that. Here, just let me read it. So smoking takes years off your life and adds dollars to the cost of health care. Yet non-smokers cost society money, too, by living longer.
But what if
smokers?
We don't have health care? Is that
know.
Wait? Is that story from the U.S.?
right. Yeah.
Okay.
It is
because not everybody has health care here. So if you don't,
well, yeah, it's more to it than that. It's an element of the debate over tobacco that some economists and officials find distasteful. House members subscribed huge health care costs associated with smoking as they approved landmark legislation last week, giving the Food and Drug Administration authority to regulate tobacco products. No one mentioned the additional cost to society of caring for a non-smoking population that lives longer.
Oh, what about the additional costs on society for caring for little kids that are having little kids and then go on welfare because their parents can't fucking support them and shit, and then they're on welfare, and then everyone's on welfare. Hey, how about that additional fucking cost?
We're talking about smoking here, okay?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting my issues mixed up.
This is not
their
problem.
Can we talk about that next? Can someone write an article about that, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe.
Leave us smokers the fuck alone. It's not like we're having well, some of them are. We're not, personally, though.
Supporters of the FDA bill cited figures from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention that smokers cost the country $96 billion a year in direct health care costs,
hey, how
and an
about
additional
just,
$97 billion a year in lost productivity.
How about you just take that out of all the money they waste on the war on drugs and maybe Bush's
well, this
little
is
war
what they're
in
counting.
Iraq.
No,
just
this
take
is,
that out of that money and then send me the diff.
No, this is the money that, you know, the Center of Disease Control and Prevention paid to try and get kids not to smoke cigarettes.
Oh, money well spent.
Right.
Good job, guys. You fucking idiots.
I know. A White House statement supporting the bill, which awaits action in the Senate, echoed the argument by contending that tobacco use accounts for over $100 billion annually in financial costs to the
anal
economy.
What?
Anally.
Right.
To the economy.
Which is how I'm fucking taking it after these four bags of Bally fucking run out.
Right.
I gotta like,
$10
it's
each?
Like fucking pills, dude. I gotta
now you gotta
slowly
plan out.
Wean myself off of the fucking tobacco. This is bullshit. I'm gonna start robbing food. I see someone
pretty
smoking
soon,
a cigarette walking down the street and it's a rolly. I'm stinking it.
Pretty
ass.
Soon you'd be like, Bob, I need some money for cigs. I'm
I
so
need to go
sick.
To cigarette rehab.
I'm so sick.
She's like, this again?
Really? Is this what
you
it
still
comes
have that
to?
Gun your dad gave you? Yeah, now's a good time to use it.
Right.
You're okay. Fucking worthless fuck.
So, however, smokers die some 10 years earlier than non-smokers, according to the CDC, and those premature deaths providing a savings to Medicare, Social Security, and private pensions and other programs.
How about we just kill all the old people that are on pensions?
Done.
That take care of that
done.
Problem all real right. quick.
That one's good.
That's we like what I like their to call a quick fix.
Right, and then they can give us that money.
The diff. Right, just we add it up.
Just add it to that.
Just do, you know, I really wish these fucking people would start listening to what the fuck I'm saying. We solved this problem like 3 fucking weeks ago, okay?
We've solved this problem so
Jesus
many times.
Fuck. Tax weed, make it legal, tax alcohol,
but don't
tax cigarettes a little bit,
right.
Tax people that have kids, tax them per kid, spread the tax out between all of that
mm-hmm.
instead of ramming one big giant tax dick up my poor smoking ass. Problem solved. You wouldn't even have to tax cigarettes at all if you would just make weed legal.
They should
problem
almost,
solved.
They should just
move
make,
the fuck on.
Just make cigarettes
Christ.
Free so that way everyone starts smoking them. That way all those people die sooner.
And then why don't you just legalize heroin,
right.
Tip all the needles with HIV, and pass that shit out.
Done.
For free.
Done.
Problem solved.
Really?
Next item.
Go. Okay, go.
Jesus.
Okay, go.
I swear to God, we've solved these problems multiple times every fucking week. And we still get the same fucking stories about him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the world's over, probably. Stop having kids! Okay,
like,
done! Next
just
problem! Oh, well, we're out of money. Legalize weed! Done! Next
it.
Problem!
Boom!
Well, there's a terrorist problem. Kill everybody! Done! Next fucking problem! Shit! Anything else?
No, I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. I swear. Yes, call you live on the gym. Holla.
Hello.
And go.
Fuck
and
you too.
Hang up. Okay. If you guys do call in that number there, you talk and
right. Like right. We went over this like 3 times
last episode, man.
I feel like I feel like we talk about this every episode.
Yeah.
When you call. Maybe we need to have a FAQ section on the site.
I think we need
not to be confused with a FU. Q section on the site, but it'll tell you like this is what to do in certain situations,
like
when you
phone
make a
call?
Phone call,
right?
You talk into the one end and then you listen
like,
from the
proper
other.
Proper phone etiquette,
right. You could call it, have your feed turned off when you...
Right, so right. There's no echo.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus.
Glad we got that taken care of.
I would just like to say a big holla out to everyone that's coming to our website through the Google search term 16-year-old slut. I would just like to say hi, welcome, this is the Jam Hole.
Hello.
Hi.
It has come to our attention that back in episode...
Seven?
It
was seven.
We did a story about Gemma. She was the little 16-year-old hoe bag that her...
She held that big party
right,
in her house.
Right, her parents went out of town. She put the party
on... Craigslist ad.
It was on MySpace, and then put it on Craigslist.
No, it was Bebo.
It was Bebo.
Not MySpace.
And then people circulated it throughout... Basically, the house got destroyed.
Oh, fucking drugs
she was
everywhere.
Drugs
beer
everywhere.
Spilled everywhere.
So we mentioned 16-year-old slut, and then
because
there was
that's what she
a
was.
Link to the picture of her, and right. She looked like a little hoe. And I'm looking through all of the search terms and keywords that people are typing in to find us, and the most prevalent one, pervs and pedos, is 16-year-old slut. So,
really? Really, guys?
I know, and now that actually does make sense of what is going
it
on
makes
in thejamhole.com/live video tonight. You were one of those people, perhaps?
Perhaps.
How old are you, Danny?
I am 16.
Thank you.
All right, that would be the correct answer.
Who's the dirty perv now, guys?
Right? God, all of you fuckers are.
There's been quite a few people in the chat trying to get me to take off my shirt or for you to touch my boobs
well,
or
yeah, hey
whatever.
Man, can
whatnot.
You touch your tits?
You know,
it's
as,
so aggravating.
As the saying goes, money talks and bullshit will
right?
probably get you kicked out of the chat room if you
dude,
talk.
Dude, all it took was one sentence from this dude, and I think MDS kicked him out of the room.
What was that one sentence? Hey, man, can you
touch
her tits?
Tits? Yeah.
Why did you ban him?
Are
for
you
that?
Cool?
It's touched.
He's kicked already.
And done.
He's kicked.
Wow.
I honestly don't give a shit
yeah,
anymore.
Who cares?
So, also, I guess while we're talking about big fuck yous, I'd like to send a great big old fucking fuck you out to Ticketmaster.
Oh.
So check this shit out. We're ordering our tickets for the Richard Cheese Show. If you guys don't know who he is, RichardCheese.com, I'm sure. You can Google him, you'll find him. We've used his music as an outro. Basically, he's a lounge piano jazz music player, but it's not normal music. He takes songs like Me So Horny,
right.
Baby Got Back, Been Caught Stealing, and loungeifies them. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I love this shit.
Yeah.
Some people don't really like
it's
it.
It's so weird.
I think it's funny.
I think it's amazing. It's just cool to hear a guy like that just be all like, niggas and
loungeify
bitches.
Some total rap. It's just weird.
Bitches what? Ain't shit. But
yeah, it's just great. So we're going online to get his tickets because this is the last tour he's doing with Lounge Against the Machine. And that's his lounge band, the fucking bass. And mm-hmm. like, it's a proper fucking jazz band.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're never anywhere near where this guy plays, except when we go to New York on the 18th, which is Saturday, he will be playing at Webster Hall. So I'm like, this is our only chance to see him before the band, you know, goes their separate ways or whatever.
Right.
They put out like six or
yeah,
seven
why are they
albums.
Breaking up?
They're over
this
it.
Done?
Seven albums later, he's been doing this forever.
So is it just his band or is he done too?
I don't know really. Maybe if we would have paid the $75, that would have been a question you could have asked him at the meet and greet.
We could have been like, hey, be on our show.
And hey, can you reimburse me for this? Okay, so we go. The tickets are $35 each. We're getting four tickets. Me, Braden, Danny, and our friend David from AnnasNewYork.com, Anna's Pizza. So I'm like, all right, I got that money, I guess. So I go to buy it, and it's like, oh, by the way, there's a $5.80 convenience fee per ticket.
Cool.
So I'm like, a convenience fee?
That's
very
inconvenient.
Very convenient.
That's
yeah.
the fucking equivalent to, like, your cell phone bill having just, like, four question marks and then the hyphen, and then, like, 863 or something. It's like, well, what's that fee? They're like, we don't know. It's just another fee.
Yeah.
It's just another tax.
Right.
Or
we
something.
Just tax everything that we charge you
so,
for.
But they call it a convenience fee, which pisses me
it's
off.
It's just
there's
a bullshit reason to get $5 for no reason.
Per ticket. That's
yeah.
six, but that's another $25 right there.
For
just,
four tickets.
Just to get the tickets
yeah.
in the first place.
And
so,
then
fuck
what
us.
Else?
Like, Ticketmaster, isn't that kind of what you do?
Is that Wait, is that Ticketmaster's?
You're the Ticketmaster. You sell tickets. This isn't an inconvenience. It's not like, oh, man, I guess I could sell you tickets online, but hold on, I have to build a website so you guys can do that. It's like, hey, Ticketmaster, let me give you a little cash to help with the cost of your website. But no, you do that already. You already have a website up. There is no, like, hold on a minute while I do this, and can you help pay for that? It's just, it's so stupid.
I don't understand at all.
So then I'm like, all right, and you get past the few things, and it's like, do you want us to mail your tickets? Overnight, second day, normal mail, or do you want to just print them out yourself? And to mail them normal mail, it's no extra charge. To next day them, it's like $20. 2 days, it's like $15. To print them out yourself, $250.
What?
I have to pay you to print out my tickets that you just banged my asshole fucking $25 for? For convenience? This is such bullshit. But what do? You have to do it.
It's either that or you don't go.
You have to fucking do it. So I bent over and it was conveniently
and you take the whole fucking
my ass
fist all the way up to the goddamn elbow.
For four tickets. And it's like, hey, you only have to pay me $250 so you can use your ink and your printer and your paper. That's just a one-time charge.
Oh, thanks,
not
Ticketmaster.
Not per ticket. Because, hey, we're Ticketmaster, okay? We're not Rape Master.
No.
We're Ticketmaster.
We're not Gouge Master either.
Like, that's what you do. That's your job. I'm not like, hey, I got your water, but I'm going to need an $8 convenience fee for me to actually bring it in. You can come out to my truck and get it for $250.
You know, I really
wish... But if you want me to bring it in, it's going to be $10 a jug for my convenience fee.
You know, I'd really appreciate it if everyone could just quit fucking us in the ass right now.
I would really appreciate it.
That would be cool.
If Ticketmaster was one of the next fucking places that just asked for a bailout.
No, let me ask you
this,
though.
The government was like, yeah, we have your $8 billion bailout, but we're going to need a $2 billion convenience
fee.
Yeah,
no, see.
Do you need some CarMax?
Yeah, no, there's going to be a $2.50 fee.
Yeah, no. Shazam says, I get charged a fuel surcharge for my water delivery. Well, you're getting fucked then. Shit.
Okay, though, is it Ticketmaster or is it Richard
Cheese? No, it's not Richard Cheese. It's Ticketmaster.
But doesn't this money go to them, not Ticketmaster?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Maybe the convenience fee does.
Because the band has got to get some of that money. It's their
no,
show.
No, but the
Ticketmaster just sells the tickets.
I think, I don't know, I'm just now producing my own hip-hop album. I haven't gone on tour yet.
Right.
But I think the band negotiates the fees with the venue themselves. And then the venue, it's up to them to find a place to make tickets and deal with all that.
And
that's
then,
between the venue and the ticket outlet, there they discuss, you know, the charge. But Richard Cheese, or whoever the artist is,
they get a percentage of that.
Or whoever, well, it's all discussed between them. It has nothing to do with, he has nothing to do with Ticketmaster, just...
Yeah, it's up to Ticketmaster for that convenience, that inconvenience charge.
But that just blew my mind. I almost didn't get them, but then I'm like, I checked my email, and of course now there's an email in there from Richard Cheese, and it's like, this is your very most last chance to ever see us play together.
Ever?
I'm like, fuck me. All right, fucking bend over and spread them, because here comes the fucking train. Unbelievable.
Woo-woo!
This is like the airplane being like, okay, we're about to take off, but first our gas is on E, so we're going to send the stewardess around with a collection plate.
Fire.
If you guys could pitch in on, I know you already bought your tickets. That was for your seats.
Right.
This is an actual convenience charge for gas, because we're all broke niggas here.
Right, that $350 per ticket was just so you can sit in our shitty, uncomfortable seat with no leg
room
for
with
8 hours.
Little screaming fucking children. I swear to fucking God, if there is one, if I hear one child screaming, crying, pooping on that fucking plane, I will mimic every fucking thing that child does. If there's a child and I hear it crying, cry. I swear to fucking God, I will do that. I will be so fucking annoying on this plane trip. You guys have seen me be annoying.
Oh, yes. Every day.
Sister, you ain't seen nothing.
This could be horrible.
That's fine.
They're going to kick you off the plane.
I will crash that motherfucker. I will bring that motherfucker down. You will read a story about this plane landing in the motherfucking Hudson. And no, not everyone survived. Just us. Sorry, guys.
They're actually gonna pop the emergency door once we get to altitude and just fucking
kick
your
ass.
I'm grabbing parachutes and I'm bombing the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. I'm using your little fucking whiny ass kids as flotation devices. I swear to God, there better not be one fucking child. Anybody kicks my fucking seat. We're bringing the video camera as carry on.
Right.
So if any of that shit does happen, there will be full video documentation of it on thejaml.com/YouTube.
I've Matt crying like a baby.
Oh, I won't. Not even like a baby, though. I will be the most scariest, annoyingest fucker. I will just. Oh, I
you
hope
sound
it happens.
Like...
I hope it happens. So
sincerely,
that can happen.
I hope it.
And I will look at the mother of that abomination and I will be like. Until that child shuts the fuck up, I swear to Christ, I will fucking do it.
I think you
did. I just blow our
speakers?
Just
killed Cool Edit.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry for that.
Wow.
Is it broke?
I think no.
Okay.
But
you
I
just
think
don't
no.
ever do that
you
to me again.
No, you just clicked
I just
the fuck out.
I just shit my pants.
Oh, right.
And the mother of that child, of course, is going to be a mother that had to buy two tickets for her fat ass because it won't fit
in one
seat.
Oh, I will take that. I will fucking make her a member of the fucking Mile High Club so quick. She will, 9 months from that trip, she'll be like having a baby and shit. And it's going to come out all, wah! It's going to be the fucking seat of Chucky.
The evilest baby ever.
All I'm saying is just leave your fucking kids at home if you're on the plane we're on. Because I am not going to be in the mood after staying up all fucking night. After getting raped in the ass by ticket fuckers. After the fucking, I'm not even going to be in the mood for this shit.
Not at all.
At all.
Because you're not going to be in a cheery mood like we are now, because we aren't doing the show.
Oh, no, I'm in a great mood now, totally.
Right.
I'm just saying, if there was a child in here crying and shit, I'd punch it in the fucking face.
I think what we're going to have to do is put him next to the window, and then me, and hopefully there's a third seat, and then you, and we're going to take duct tape and tape him to the chair.
I can still go, well, I'm in a chair.
We'll ball gag you. Shazam will send one in for us, and we'll gag your ass on the way.
You think they'll let you bring duct tape on the plane? They'll be like,
duct tape
what?
And rope?
I'll hide it in your butt, Brady.
I'll be like, yo, it's for my friend. He's da bomb. Yeah, right. That's assuming we get on the plane.
Right. If we make it out of the airport.
We have our special iHeart blowing up airport shirts just for this trip. It'll be cool.
Courtesy of t-shirthell.com.
Right.
Have you seen that shirt that says iHeart New York and then there's a plane crashing?
That's old. Yes, I've seen it.
Right.
So, did you want to talk about live video now that we're recording, or did you get that all out of your system?
Well, I kind of got it. I mean, I said everything I had to say.
Yeah, that was pre-show stuff. If you guys missed it, tough shit. So,
but seriously, fuck these stupid fuckers and their stupid, shitty-ass shows, I'll call them
basically,
shows.
Yeah, it's just, it's so sad to us because we do a legitimate show here,
kind of.
You know, we haven't been around for that long, but, you know, over a year now, 177 episodes.
No big deal.
And we have, like, what, in upwards of around 80 subscribers, 70 subscribers now, over 20,000 live video views. And I'm looking at some of these things that are like, who's live now?
Yeah.
And I see a picture of some big, fat, retarded black dude called E-Scout. With, okay, well, he's only got 12 subscribers.
Here, we'll use this as an example. The one I looked at, the Greg Lyons show. This dude has 609 subscribers, and, like, he has 30-plus viewers right now.
Right.
All he's fucking doing, I went to it, all he fucking did, he's like, check out my little bottle of tequila, guys. I'm gonna pour it in the shot, and I'm gonna get drunk. And they're all
live video?
Fucking drink that, yeah!
On live video.
Yeah. And he's like, woo,
what the
shot, and they're all, like, just chilling. Seriously, it's like 30 people having a fucking circle jerk on
just
my
watching
video.
This
just
dude
watching
get drunk?
This retard fuck just sit there, talk to him about,
and
who
that
gives
has,
a fuck?
That has more people than our show,
subscriber-wise,
and
609 subscribers, actually.
Are you kidding me?
No,
I'm not.
It's insane. It's just I don't, some, like you said, it's some kind of virtual it's bar. Fucking, it's just
seriously.
It's retarded.
Yeah, that's what
so
it is, a virtual bar.
Why don't you go to a real
Because nobody
virtual,
in real life
well,
likes
because,
you.
Yeah, in real life people hate me because in real life I'm
so,
actually a douche.
So
right.
why do people like you on the internet then? I don't
well,
get that.
Well, because the internet is
you can fake it?
Right. You can be whoever you want on the internet.
Why can't you do that in real life then? Be who you are on the internet in real life.
Right.
I can be like
do
this
that.
In real life because I'm not. Oh, that is so stupid.
I fucking hate it.
So if we did a show about just showing off all of our cool stuff we have.
Yeah, like check out my little fucking.
Check out my girlfriend's boobies. Yeah,
right,
guys.
Yeah, that's cool, right?
Yeah,
cool.
I put my dick between these. Yeah, bros. Anybody want to call in, talk about some boobs? Yeah. You know, those kinds of people.
That was hot.
Thank you. So, what is the drawing about that? What makes a person so bored that they're like, I'm going to go see what's on live video. I've done that.
Right.
I've never sat
it's
and actually watched.
It's not even a hot-ass chick that you can just look at and watch be dumb
right,
and talk about
I can,
nothing.
I can
right.
totally understand yeah. those getting lots of viewers
right,
because it's
can,
the internet
yeah.
and people are...
I can at least jerk off to that.
Right. You can't get that in real life. In real life, right now, I could go down the road and sit in a bar and watch a dude drink. I could actually... interact with him,
right.
not over a shitty compression
Maybe
that live
that's
video
what
uses.
They, no, they're afraid of real life interaction.
Is
it
a social stigma then?
I think it is.
It's they're, agoraphobia?
Right, kind of like that. Like, they are afraid of being in public, so on the internet they can socialize with people without having to
but
like,
it's
be
people
in person,
either way.
But it's so much less personal on the internet.
That's stupid.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
People that have
it.
A phobia of going out
no.
and like actually meeting people. I guess
well,
that's
I,
what they do.
I
but
can
it is stupid.
It, but
because
it's
you're too
dumb.
Much of a douche to act normal in real life. But when you're here by yourself, you could act somewhat normal.
Right.
Because there's nobody right
you're
there.
You're at home. And, you're
and
in
if your... somebody were to start saying, oh, you're a faggot, you're a piece of shit, you
can
you just click their
ban.
Window up.
Right.
You couldn't
you
go into a bar and be like, I'm banning you, I'm banning you, and then boom, punched in the
right.
face. You're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
in that, also, you
I don't understand why there's 610 subscribers,
that
Craig Lyons.
And in another
fuck.
Thing, see, he can be the biggest asshole he wants on the internet, and he won't get punched in the face like if he was to go to a bar.
Is he in New York?
Fucking
Is
punched.
He in New York? Because I will. We will make a special trip, and we will film us going there, ringing the doorbell, and he's like, hi. I'm like, are you Craig Lyons? He's like, yeah, why?
Fucking
boom! Fucking
in the face. And another thing I hate about it, it's called the Craig Lyons Show.
It's not a show!
Show!
Fuck! Fuck!
Hey, Shazam had a good point. She says, yeah, but it's easy to... It's not easy to walk away from fuck.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, but it's easy to... It's easy... That's how she typed it.
Wow.
Jesus, Shazam. No, she...
Lay off the fucking wine.
It's easy to walk away from an asshole in a bar. Not if he follows you.
Right. Right.
You can follow... Stalkers?
Yeah.
What if that asshole puts a virtual pill in your virtual drink and then you virtually pass out? And he virtually fucks your asshole while you're passed out.
While you're virtually. Passed out. Right.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, God. So I'm good on that. I feel better.
Are you better now?
I'm
okay,
so much
okay.
better.
Real quick, I'm listening to Science Talk today.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about this cool thing called Galaxy Zoo.
Those fuckers blow my mind sometimes.
Steve Mirsky is fantastic. I love that show. But so, I don't know, if you guys are into astrophysics and space and astronomy, not astrology.
Right.
Like the real one.
Right.
Astronomy.
Astrology is the fake made up shit.
Right, okay.
Astronomy
so
is
astronomy,
the actual science.
Like the planets and the stars
right.
and the, what? Yeah.
And, that's
and
that.
Then, okay, so if you guys are into that, there's this thing called galaxyzoo.org. And do you remember back in the day there was this thing called folding at home?
Yeah, I remember that. Don't and, they still have that's the
yeah,
cancer
it's still
thing,
around.
Right?
So basically there's all these things that these scientists and researchers are doing and they require massive amounts of computing power. So somebody came along and they were like, "Hey, what if we utilize the internet and everybody else's
right.
video or everybody else's computing power to do the work for us.
And they also have it on the PS3s. Like, PS3s come with folding at
right,
home.
Right, so basically, you can fold all these genetic codes of proteins and stuff like that on your computer using right. your idle process power. So this is kind of the next step in that kind of technology, where basically, when they're looking for planets and... What the fuck was that?
I think that was in the fridge. Okay. I think a Mountain Dew fell in the can.
Yeah, basically, when you're looking for planets and shit, you guys can listen to the Science Talk podcast. It was, like, last week's episode. But they're talking about how computers are really good at some things, but for things like pattern recognition, right now they're not that good at it. Mm. The best thing for that is the human eyes. We can recognize patterns, circle, square, a spiral galaxy, a disk galaxy, stuff like that, much quicker and much more efficiently than a computer can do it. So basically, galaxyzoo.org is a thing you go to and you sign up an account and you help these, what was it called, the Sloan Sky Survey? Yeah. They take these huge bits of sky, pretty much, with telescopes all zoomed in, and it shows you a picture of a galaxy, and you tell, you click a button, is it a spiral or is it a disk? And it asks you, you know, a few questions about it. And by you doing that, you help all these researchers sort all of this data. Because where they're at right now is that they have so many data sets coming in. They don't have enough eyes. They don't have enough researchers to go through it all.
There are so many galaxies out there.
Well,
there's
right.
An unfathomable
amount. You don't want all of these astrophysicists wasting time going... That's a spiral one, set it over here.
When pretty much anybody can see.
Yeah. Right, that's stuff anybody can do with no experience at all.
What a spiral is, you can fucking do it.
Right, so basically everybody gets on there and they go through it and they help organize all this data, which will in turn help them do what they do better, which is they're looking for different kinds of galaxies so they can look for different kinds of planets around certain kinds of suns so they can find us a new place to live.
Right.
When this world goes pop.
And it will happen,
right.
Trust me.
So I just thought it's something cool. If you guys are into that, I just figured we'd mention it. If there's people that don't listen to Science Talk, you don't know about galaxyzoo.org, it's pretty fucking cool. So, I'm hanging out with the king. Have you ever met the king?
King.
King
Henry.
Oh, yeah, I was here for that.
The King Henry VIII. Yes, this is live, Daniel Evans.
Of course.
Me and the king.
Do it live.
It's good to be the king.
It is. Not the Burger King, you may think.
Oh,
not that one.
When you're the king, I don't know. Do you know what happens when you're the king?
I don't know.
Basically,
you get a lot of fucking bitches.
You get a lot of fucking bitches.
I know you get that.
Basically, everybody that has a daughter is trying to give them to you to have sex with so that the fathers of these daughters can get great, awesome lives. And we invite you to court. And you can come hang out with the king and his homies, and we just chill.
Just fucking
people
chill.
Come in, they're like, "King, I have a problem." You're like,
"What's up?
Got a problem? Yeah, I'll solve it, man.
Right.
I'm the king.
I'm the king, man.
I'm
do
the
what
king.
I want.
It's not a fucking king. Big deal." So the Tudor season 3 started. Did you ever watch that show?
I've seen a couple various
okay.
episodes.
I love this fucking show. It's a great show. Showtime show, The Tudors. So
I love Torrance.com.
Right. they will have it. Basically, all of these fathers are trying to whore out their daughters for money, for power, for land. If the king likes your daughter, he will fuck her.
Sweet.
He will make you a baron. Mm-hmm. He will make you, what's the other one? A deacon? Not a deacon. The other thing.
I have no idea.
A baron, we'll just say. That's the only thing I can think of right now. Right. So, I just... The king is the king, right? Because he was born the king.
Right.
He was born great. Like, you were just...
Like...
Born...
He was born,
you wake
and they're
up,
like, dude, this guy, he's fucking sparkly and shiny. He's gonna be something great.
Just by luck, by the chance that you were born from that seed, now you're the king.
Right. Like, you were born...
It has absolutely nothing to do with how well you can rule shit. How well you can handle
because
problems.
This is all decided before he even is born. Like, royalty is someone royal, is pregnant, has a kid, that's the king.
Right.
Doesn't even have
just
to be anyone.
It could be the dumbest, most retardedest thing. It doesn't matter.
The kid
can
have Down syndrome and then
he's
grow
the king.
Up and be like,
if the king has Down syndrome, then that is awesome.
Fuck it.
And
he's that
if
much
you
better.
Have Down syndrome, you are awesome. And if you don't, hey, Better luck next time.
Yep.
Should have fucked a closer relative.
Right.
You'll get that. When the king walks around anywhere, anytime the king goes anywhere, ever.
Do they, like, throw rose petals and shit in front of him and he gets to walk on that?
Sometimes. Usually, though, whenever he goes anywhere, every single time, whenever he passes a group of people, they bow. Your Majesty.
Fuck that.
Your Highness. Your Greatness.
Oh, yes.
Your Liege. How awesome would that be?
Don't you
to
have
just
to do
be
that
walking
with-
down the halls and people, if they see you, they have to bow and say, Your Majesty.
But
Your Majesty.
How shitty would that be if you had to do that all the time?
If you were not the king?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that shit.
That'd be bullshit.
Fuck that shit.
I don't give a fuck.
I would uprise some shit.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck who you are. I ain't bowing for you. I don't care.
So now, the king is the king, right? There's not much to do when you're the king.
No,
so
you just kind of...
You're kind of a dick to people because you're the king. You can have fun to do. What?
Whoa. First time.
What
cool.
did you say?
Me? I said, does the king even have any responsibilities or shit
Shazam
he have to
has
do?
It right. Yes, the king has a responsibility to party.
Right.
He has a responsibility to fuck. You know what? The king needs a son.
He does.
You know, the king's first wife, Catherine of Aragon... She's kind of older, but hey, they married for power. They married for Spain and Britain, or I don't know, it wasn't called Britain back then, but for them to have a good treaty, we're pals now because you're marrying my daughter. She'll give you a son.
Right.
She does not.
What?
She's getting old now. She's probably done having
She's probably
kids.
Barren.
Right, Shazam, no, she was... See, I haven't seen the first couple seasons in a while, but she was married to Henry's older brother, Charles or something, I don't know, who should have been the king, but he was not.
Nah.
Henry is the king now, so she hooks up with him. No son. Henry is pissed! What kind of king can have a son? Of course, though, it's not Henry's fault.
Well, no,
it's
it couldn't be his seed.
Fuck no. It's her fault.
It's her fault.
So he does a little manipulation and whatnot and ends up hiding her off somewhere in one of his many homes because he's the king.
In one of his many closets.
He has a lot of closets.
He keeps his skeletons
in. That's right. He's the king. He fucking just... He does that.
Right. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
The Boleyns come in. The Boleyns know... We have a couple of hot fucking daughters. The king's fucking one of the daughters for a while. He's been fucking her on the side. There's probably a few illegitimate kids by her. But Anne Boleyn. Now, in the show, she is fucking hot. In real life, not so much. She was kind of a piggy bitch. She's like, Henry, I will give you a son. Nay, she does not.
Yet again.
Off with her head, fucking dead.
Is that what they do?
Oh, yeah.
They fucking kill.
Fuck yeah. Killing does not give a fuck.
God, I wish I could do that.
There's a huge problem because this is back when the popes really did have a say in things.
Yeah.
The pope and the Catholic Church is not cool with this fucking around because the king is technically still married to Catherine of Aragon, who's locked up and dying of some fucked up disease because, you know, she's lost her king. Her daughter's getting fucking shat on all over the place, even though she should be the rightful heir to the throne. But she is not because she's not a dude. And now the king's like, no, that's not my kid. Fuck that shit.
That can't be mine.
Right, so he's fucking around. The pope is not cool with this. He wants to excommunicate the king.
Hmm.
That is a big problem for the king because... It's the church. You have, like, back then, religion was the thing. You had God above all.
Right.
And the king, and then the pope kind of trying to get up in the middle of
that.
Right,
he's fighting
but
for the...
But the pope rules Italy and Rome and all that shit. Like, that's his shit. This is my shit here. I'm the pope. This, all my cardinals in all the abbeys
and
the churches.
Right, like, he's got all that shit
That's
tagged.
My shit.
Like,
the king...
This is my turf.
...has all the castles and all that shit.
Right.
So the pope... Not fucking happy with this. The Pope is trying to kind of have the king excommunicated, maybe have him killed on the down low, because that's what Jesus would do.
Right.
You know, if...
No, Jesus would set him on fire and make him go to hell.
Exactly. Pope can't do that, but
no.
He can, you know, he's got his cardinals and shit like that.
He can ask Jesus to.
So this goes on for quite a few years, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's given him a son.
No one.
The king is starting to have a problem now. the people.
How many bitches has he fucked
at this point in season three? Fucked or married?
Well, just fucked.
Because basically, he ends up getting the Pope's rule, like, overthrown in England. Now he runs the Church of England, so now he can make his divorce final. Mm-hmm. He can marry Anne Boleyn. She doesn't give him a son. He kills her or has her killed. He moves on to the next bitch, Jane Seymour, and there's another one, and there's, like, a bunch from then until now.
Yeah.
None of them are giving him a son.
And it's their fault.
Exactly.
Of course.
It can't be the king's fault because he's the fucking king.
Right, he's perfect.
So, the king is being a dick to his subjects. Total dick. Raising taxes, mm-hmm. burning down their abbeys, all of this fucking shit. And the people are fucking sick of it. The people are the rebels. Now, there's a couple quotes that were kind of interesting. I wrote them down. The rebels are villains. Totally alienated from true religion. They want to take us back to the dark days of ignorance and superstition.
Wow.
This is the same religion that the king is on, pretty much. So, the rebels are fighting for God against the king and all his men. The king is fighting the rebels for God.
Wait, so they're fighting the same battle, but different angles.
Right!
That's fucked up.
And God is up there like, whoa.
Look at these fucking idiots.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God, these guys are stupid.
Right, they're true religion. They want to change certain things. The king changes other things. Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. War is starting to break out and get fucking crazy, right? So there's pretty much a whole war. Like, now what does this sound like? There's pretty much a whole war started. Millions of people killed. Corruption in all levels of politics.
Sounds like what's happening still.
Corruption in the church.
Right.
All because of different takes on the same idea. The same
on God.
Religion.
Different religions worshiping the same
fucking
thing.
What does that sound
like
to you?
Sounds like current times to me. Like the Iraq war maybe. Maybe every fucking single war we've been in pretty much.
And so while this is all happening, right? King has a war and shit. He's just laying pipe in any
just
bitch
fucking
that,
bitches.
Oh, just fucking bitches left and right. No one's giving him
laying
a son.
Laying pipe since when?
Since 1989. Wait, what?
What? Since how? When did he start laying pipe?
This is back in the 1800s.
Right.
Or probably before that. This is back in the Dark Ages. Medieval
pipe since
times.
The Dark Ages.
I don't know. The show didn't say that.
Right. Fine. It would have been funny if you would have just gone with it.
Right. 1989, that's what I said.
Okay, right.
Right, so we have Rome, we have the Pope fighting the King, England.
Right.
Right, same thing, just
same
fighting. Still no son.
Of course.
Obviously. People are trying to, like, set up shit and, like, fuck him over so that they get higher power. And, like, everyone is just fucking everyone.
Right.
Either literally or figuratively, metaphorically. With their symbolical cocks.
Right.
If
they're
you
all
will.
Just trying to get their pot of stew. They don't
right.
give a fuck about everyone else. They're just thinking about
right.
number
We're
one.
We're going to lock our view and then
right.
fuck everyone else. So now, we teach all this history, right?
Yeah.
And we teach history mainly so that we don't make the same mistakes twice.
But yet, history tends to repeat itself.
But it shouldn't if
right.
we
would learn from our fucking mistakes, maybe?
What happened? We are doing the exact same fucking thing. I understand it's just a TV show. The Tudors on Showtime. I love Torrance.com. But it's a great TV show. Very entertaining. But it's based on a lot of history.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
this is
like that,
what happened.
Yeah.
In my 8th grade history class, we went through all of King Henry VIII's every part of it. And, like, I'm watching this show, and it's all kind of coming back to me. Obviously, not very much, but a lot of it.
A little bit.
I understand it. And it's like, I'm just watching what they're doing and how they're doing it. Yeah, Jonathan Rhys Meyers is fucking hot. And it's...
What?
It's all... Oh, that's the king. The guy who plays the king. Which is, if you remember from real history, is nothing like what King Henry VIII looked like. Which is fine, because if it was a bunch of fat people all just eating and fucking, I probably wouldn't watch it, honestly.
If it was, like, the real thing.
Right. And he was a portly motherfucker, if I remember my history correctly. And so, yeah, it just, I'm watching it last night, and I'm just like, this is exactly what's happening now.
Not only not is it exactly what's happening now, but it's exactly what's been happening
right
forever.
Over and over. But
it's never stopped.
The sad thing about it is, I can understand that they couldn't help it then. The king was born, and that was it. You had no say in it.
Right.
We actually have a say in it now.
We fucking
and
choose.
And we're still doing the same fucking thing. Dark Ages, much. Like, it's... Oh, my fucking God. It's
just
amazing.
Human fucking nature.
It's un-fucking believable. Why, though?
I don't know.
What were they fighting over?
Religion.
And?
And
power.
Power, right.
And
money.
Exactly. What are we fighting? What is the main cause of everything now?
Money.
Money.
Pretty much.
So that's the problem.
Worthless money.
Why can I not smoke Bally Shag now?
Because it costs more money.
Money.
Because we need more money.
So what's the problem?
We need more money.
No. Do we need more money, though?
We
or
really...
do we just not need any money
but
at all?
What? How will we...
Call me a hippie. But I'm just saying.
No, I like where you're going with that.
The world started going to shit as soon as we had a thing called money.
Right, but the thing is, how do we get people to still work and keep the fucking planet going if there's no incentive?
Because you want to do good stuff? Are you
saying?
But
people aren't like that.
Then are you saying if everyone's needs were totally taken care of, they would just sit around and get fat? They wouldn't do any work?
Well, if you had to work just because that's what you need to do...
You work because you're all working to achieve a better goal of something greater than what yourself is.
Just, we go back to it. People only think about themselves. They don't
because
think
of
about
money.
The greater good.
So you would have to start all over.
We would have to
God,
kill everybody.
God, can we get another flood?
Yeah, we would have to kill everybody, start over
we
right.
We can fucking do that.
Because everyone's so fucked up and brainwashed from the way things are.
I am not... above doing that.
Me
neither. I will start a fucking army. We'll do it.
Fucking A.
Anyone that gets in the fucking way, done.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom, you're dead.
It's fucking horrible. We're just gonna, we're basically like we said on Wednesday's show, Wednesday, today.
Right.
Like we said in today's show. No, like we said Monday's show. We're just chasing our tails over and over again.
Yeah, just going
until
in
it
circles.
Gets so bad that it just pops and then we can start all over,
we'll
I
fucking
guess.
Never learn. Ever.
Do you think then the next cycle or whatever will make the same mistakes? Will they learn from this? Because now we have better documentation than what we did before. There's no, if our great library of Alexandria burns down, we'll hopefully have it backed up on the internet somewhere.
Somewhere, right. Or on a hard drive.
They can go through it and be like, oh, look, they started taking a huge smelly dump as soon as money was invented and religion. Okay, so let's just mark both of those things out of this society this time go around, and maybe we'll do a little better.
We're so brainwashed from the way things are.
But we're not.
Having, well,
and
no,
if it's
even
us,
we,
if we think
this
way, there's got to be more people out there that
even
do the same.
Even we're brainwashed into it because we have life has been this way. There's always been religion. There's always been money. Can you even imagine a world without those two things?
Like, yes. And it's beautiful.
Cannot,
it's called my Fruitopia.
No, but yeah, I can imagine it, but I really can't picture what it would actually be like.
It would be awesome.
It would be.
Can you picture awesome?
Yeah,
picture
but...
Picture that times 10.
I just can't imagine actually living a day-to-day life in a world with no money, in no religion.
You would go to work to build something or better something that you... That needs to be bettered, whatever.
But, so,
and then everything else would be taken care of.
Will we have to get rid of all the useless shit that people buy also?
Probably.
Because
do we
no
need
one's
it?
Gonna be
do we
no.
fucking need it?
I don't think so.
Well then, why do we have it?
I don't know. This fucking luxury.
Ugh.
People are fucking greedy.
Oh, it's so luxurious. Look at all the different kinds of noodles I can buy. This is so luxurious.
So awesome.
Do you want Carmex or do you want Chapstick? Because it's so luxurious to have a choice in this. Who gives a shit?
Who cares? You don't need it. You don't need it.
It's sad. I cry every time I think of it.
All the time.
Did I tell you what happened today? Do we have time to tell you what happened today?
We have time.
Okay, today I waited in line to get into a club with my girlfriend. You can find me in the club with my girlfriend.
The bottle full of bub.
Oh, mama.
I was waiting for that.
The bouncer only let her in. You can find her in the club with a bottle of bub, mama, but not me. She told me to call her if I needed anything and left me.
Ooh.
Thanks, girlfriend.
Thanks.
We were supposed to celebrate my birthday. It's my birthday.
Go, shorty. Oh. It's a birthday. We're going to party. Oh.
You can't you get forgot. In. But I was going to party like it's my birthday. No. You, come here. You,
Nah.
And she left. What? She's like, call me if you need anything. You can find me in the club.
What a bitch.
On your birthday.
Fuck.
Like, that's cool. I'm going to go hang out with your sister.
That's fine. Whatever.
Today, my good friend who just had a baby girl sent her newborn's pictures to me via picture message. Instead of writing, aw, I wrote, ew.
I knew it.
By mistake. Fuck my life.
Ew.
I do that sometimes. Like, my phone, I'll be typing something, and it'll start typing something totally different.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, sure.
But, like, it would make sense, but in, like, a bad way. And right. I'm like, holy Christ, I'm glad I was looking at that.
It's like, phone, don't you try and
stop
me.
Stop fucking me.
Seriously.
Today, I had to return a shirt to Target. My mom offered to do it for me on her way to work, so I gave her the shirt and receipt. Later, I realized that on the same receipt, I had purchased condoms, lube,
mm-hmm.
and Buddy Christ knows.
Oh, he's right.
He's shaking his
whipped
head.
Whipped cream.
Yes.
Fuck my life.
It was either whipped cream or chocolate. I don't know.
Condoms, lube, and whipped cream. Are you going to fuck yourself with a bottle of whipped cream? I don't get it.
I don't understand.
What do you do with condoms, lube, and whipped cream? Quick, go.
You have sex.
Condoms, you have sex.
Why do you need the condom if you're going to... I don't get it.
Well, you're going to have some, a little
Are you
play.
Fucking someone that has AIDS?
No.
Then why are you using a condom?
There's these people out there that I like to call pussies. And they actually fuck with condoms because they aren't men.
Shazam says condoms are necessary.
Nay, I would say.
Like, I guess if you don't really have, like,
if you're fucking
about
random
person.
People on Craigslist, they're necessary. Jesus Christ.
When was the last time you used a condom?
Fuck, what year is it?
Fucking
09. 96? When did Marilyn's Antichrist Superstar album come
95.
out? 95.
95. Wow.
Today, my daughter's school was putting on a condom for charity. No.
Can someone donate cash so we can get him checked, please?
Today.
And you now, too.
I'm good. And if I'm not, it's too late. My daughter's...
Whoa, Shazam says, as an IV drug user, Matt should definitely be using condoms.
What does that have anything to do with condoms?
Yeah, she's assuming you shared needles.
Right,
I'm
and don't use clean ones.
Why would I ever do
well,
that?
Well, we share, but we're good.
Well, we're why would you do that, though?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Oh, because in some states, you actually need a prescription to buy needles.
Oh,
here,
right,
anybody
yeah,
can
right.
just roll into a fucking pharmacy and just buy them.
Just go to the drugstore
and they're
and
like
buy them.
$250 for like 20 of them. So you would never need to do that.
Right.
But yeah, I could totally see that. Like, if you couldn't buy that, you had to constantly share.
There's actually...
Yeah.
Well, in a lot of places
well,
where...
Well, she says... So then what does that mean? She says anyone can get needles here, too, for free. So then
what's the
what
problem?
What does IV drug using have to do with condoms?
Yeah.
Or wait, to poke holes well, in the condom so that...
So,
no,
wait, no. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That defeats the purpose of a condom. No, she's...
Yeah, no, I've never... That's gross. That I would not do. I've never done that. And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Why would you share needles?
Seriously.
You're an idiot.
Especially with someone you don't know. Like, you never do that.
Well, she's thinking, like, I was out on the street, like,
right.
fucking scraping the needle on the concrete to make it a little sharper. No, it was never like
never
that.
Like that.
No,
it's always been clean and, it's never gotten
okay,
that
moving. Now you're making me want to get high. Thanks.
Seriously.
Diabetic.
Asshole.
Today, my daughter's school is putting on a fashion show for charity, and all the kids were supposed to ask their mothers to be in it. I asked my daughter about it, and she said, well, Mom, here's the thing. I was going to ask you, but they said only to ask all of your beautiful mommies. Fuck my life. Wow.
That's sad.
Don't make me put you back up in my vagina.
Seriously.
That's
don't make me go
up.
Get that abortion I almost got.
That's fucked up, though, if you think about it. Like, you're... Wow.
That's mean. You are a fucking prick.
That's so great. Today, my girlfriend told me that she had an ultrasound tomorrow morning. With a confused look on my face, she said to me, don't worry. It's not yours.
Whoa.
My girlfriend. Thanks, girlfriend. That makes me feel a lot better.
I'm glad I get to live with a fucking kid that ain't mine.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'll be seeing ya.
Have fun being a single parent.
Yeah, no shit. Today I was flirting via text with a coworker. These never end well, do they?
No.
Do they?
No.
Things started getting heated. Now, how does text get heated? It's just a word. It's like penis. Cool. Ooh, oh, that's so hot.
Oh, yeah, penis!
That Helvetica penis. Text is turning me the fuck on.
No, it's because they're flirting. It's like cyber sex.
But it's just text. She did that today. I sent her... I'm very anal about sex. No.
You're very
okay.
Anal.
The album is finished, right?
Right.
14 tracks. The book three of Matthew. Three spoken word, 11 hip-hop beat, rap, whatever you want to call it. The album is totally finished. The other day, I'm listening to it, and in one of the tracks, I'm not going to tell you which one, because then you'll totally hear it. But at the end of one of the tracks, I can hear a door shut. And it was...
No, that's in the middle.
No, it's towards the end.
Oh, towards the end.
Towards the end of the track, you hear a door shut, and it was bugging the fuck out of me so much to where I almost just redid the whole fucking verse that it happened in, but I didn't. So then...
Nice self-control.
I'm looking at it, I'm trying to fix it, and I'm freaking out about it. You were here,
yeah,
and you're like,
it was,
what are you doing?
Wow.
Right, so today I'm driving around, and she's like, hey, this album sounds really fucking good, except for, and then what'd you say?
I was like, all right, at the end of this one song, I can hear you clicking your mouse.
So I send a text message, and I'm like, what the
fuck? Why would you even tell me that?
Right. So she interpreted that as me getting, like, mad at her for actually telling me that.
Right.
Where I'm, like, joking, why would you tell me that? You know how anal I am about the sound of that. You know how I am about this show.
Well, I figured you wanted to know. It's your album, and I didn't want you to put out anything you don't want.
But basically, the point of it is, she took this text that I was jokingly like, ha ha, why the fuck would you tell me that, as, why the fuck would you tell me that?
Not like that. It just seemed like you're, you know, like, why in the hell would you tell me that?
Right.
Like, now I'm going to have to go fix all this shit. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't mean to get you all freaked out
it's
about
text,
it.
Text, though. There is zero emotion behind text, unless it's in all caps. Then, as we all know, that is yelling.
It's either calm
or yelling.
Inside voice or fuck!
Fuck!
If it's in caps, it's fine.
Right.
That's all.
Was it in caps, Danny?
Do
I need... No, it was not.
I think it was.
I don't ever type in caps on my phone because it sucks to do.
No, caps fuck is autopilot for cool, actually.
When I'm joking, do I have to put a smiley face at the end of every sentence? Do I need to start using sarcasm tags?
JK.
Sarcasm tags.
I hate that when people
close,
are like,
sarcasm, end tag, end line. Like, would that help?
Maybe.
It's fine. I got it.
Do we really have to revert to that?
But I've had arguments happen like that. Like, it started out totally joking. Yeah.
No argument, just
someone,
making sure.
Not with you. But then someone gets mad at me, and then I get mad that they're getting mad.
Right.
That I said something that I was totally kidding with in the first place. But now I'm mad!
So now you're having an argument over nothing.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Let's get nuts.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Batman.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
First Batman.
Wanna get God, that's old.
Fucking
no wonder I don't remember. Jesus.
Right. So, today I was flirting via text. Co-work.
Right.
Things are getting heated. Hot and heavy. All caps,
hot
if you will.
Heavy.
The sexy tag.
Right.
And I wanted to send her a sexy picture. Oh! That's the next level.
Right.
That's evidence, my
it's
friend.
It's visual now.
I asked her if she had any suggestions. She said, you're nuts. Like, okay.
Alright. Here's my nuts.
Look at my dick. She actually meant your nuts, like you are nuts, you apostrophe R-E, not you are. I sent her a photo of my junk. I offended a coworker with incriminating evidence. Fuck my life. Today I took my dog to the puppy park to meet girls.
Girl.
Just going out,
just
find
going
some
out
bitches.
Find some bitches. Yes. I love it when it's actually like that.
I met one very attractive
bitch.
Girl.
Bitch.
She loved my puppy and she asked for my number.
What?
As she took out her phone, my dog proceeded to poop on her feet.
Nice.
She was wearing sandals. Fuck my life.
Why did she move?
Funny
the
thing
dog's
is,
squatting on her foot. You move.
She got turned the fuck on.
I bet.
Things got hot. And
she's like, actually, I am a dog shit fetishist.
Yeah, actually, I'm fetishist. Just a fecal fetishist.
A fecal feliac. A fecal feliac fetishist.
Right.
Right. Whoa.
Wow. Was that a word, whoa, even?
A fecal feliac fetishist?
Yeah, what? That's made up.
Yeah.
Don't make
today,
sure.
I saw a letter from Genesio that invited me to apply to the Honors College. Genesio. Excited, I wrote the required 2-page essay on how I'm organized. Mm-hmm. I then saw the strict deadline was March 15th. My little brother thought it would be funny to hide my mail for the past 7 weeks. Fuck my life.
Wow.
Oh,
that
my God.
Hilarious. Enjoy community college.
What a douche.
Or the army, because those are your only two options.
That's all you got. Today, or a dead-end job. You can have that, too.
Right. Today I was at work laminating a large photo. While I was doing this, I had a sudden itch on
my balls.
My nutsack, absolutely. My balls, my junk, the boys, my brohones.
My brohones.
My brohones. Yes. So I quickly scratched it away. When the customer came to pick up the print, I noticed that one of my pubic hairs, ooh, had laminated itself on the cheek of the woman in the photograph.
You should shave that. You got
fuck
this.
My,
you got
life.
This one lonely hair.
Just yeah, chilling.
That's how the picture was.
Yeah, it was there.
Did you want me to touch this up first?
Yeah, I did. That was there.
Because that costs extra,
right? Because I blew up the see the picture was small, and then I blew it
right,
up, and now
the
you
hair,
can see.
Right,
right,
right.
Should shave that. Shave that. It's kind of gross.
Today I saw. Was backwards, sorry. Right. I saw my train pulling into the station.
Woo-woo!
Here comes the poochie train.
Here it comes. I sprinted up the stairs and luckily made the train. I looked around and no one was in my compartment. Puzzling. I began to notice that the train was heading down some tracks I'd never been to. I got stuck on an empty train for 3 hours in the train garage. Fuck my life.
Wow.
That
wow.
sucks.
That's the wrong train.
Wrong
yeah,
way, dude.
Buddy.
Today I went to dinner with my boyfriend. He's hot. No big deal.
Whatevs.
After we ordered, I started to unzip his fly really slowly.
Dude.
Really slowly. Got it.
Got it.
As I put my hand in his boxers, I'm not wearing any.
No, he's not.
He stands up to greet his mom and dad, awkward, who are joining us for dinner. Fuck my life.
Aw.
Hi, mom and dad.
Oh,
meet
hey.
My boner.
And her hand in my bed.
They're like, wow, it hasn't changed since you were a baby.
Fuck my life.
Thanks, mom and dad.
Sweet.
Couple more here. Today I was at the gym with my friends, my bros, when they invited me to do a few bench presses.
Yeah! 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 Testosterone! Buff! 5,000 capital tools!
Since I'd never done any before, I decided to start with no weights on the bar. Right.
45-pound bar. That's
and so work weird. My way up from there. I wound up pinned beneath the bar, calling for my friend to come free me. Fuck my life.
Oh, my God. How small do you have to be pinned
are you
under 45 pounds?
Are you
right. It weighs 45 pounds.
I know.
It's awesome. Like, the hot chick comes over and just, like, one-arms it. Like, are you okay?
Let me, like, me, dude, I'd, like, walk up and be like, hey, bro, let me get that,
that
for
heavy?
You.
Oh, is that heavy?
Let
cute.
Me get that for you.
Oh, poor little guy.
Yeah.
Last one. Today, I made the mistake of sneezing in front of a hyper-religious... Bless you, my
God.
Son.
Jesus. Wow.
In front of a hyper-religious customer. Is that like a hyper-color customer?
Yeah, I something guess. Like that.
You blow on them, they go from white to black. Ah! Okay. Who, for 10 minutes, proceeded to blame the incident of shifting weather patterns that signaled the return of Jesus... who was, as she explained, upset about the abortion rates in America and President Obama.
Of course.
My life.
Whoa.
That sounds like me delivering to that crazy lady yeah. every fucking Friday or every other Thursday when she's like, The poor children. Let me tell you about how Christ is the light. If Christ was the light, those kids wouldn't be in foster care, you crazy bitch.
We don't need a son, because when Jesus comes back, he will be our light.
He will be our light. Because he's our son.
Did you just say?
What?
No, we don't need the son, because Jesus,
God's son, will come back and
going to be the light.
Right. Because that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. And he can heat us with his UV.
Wait, did you skip out on science in physics class when you were in high school?
Hey, we don't need physics. We have Jesus.
All right. Jesus, okay? Jesus is my physics.
Jesus will be my light and my
He will
physics.
Be the light.
Right, and my savior also.
Hi, caller. You're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hey, Matt.
Yo.
Got a question for you.
Holla. Who's this first?
This is Josh from Alaska.
Oh, what's up,
Hello.
Dude? What's up, Roger?
I missed you.
Yeah, Matt, do you like fish sticks?
No, I don't like fish at all. Bye.
Okay, what about Brayden? Brayden, do you like fish sticks?
Not really, no.
Will somebody say yes?
I do, go ahead.
His stupid fucking joke.
Danny,
Danny does.
I like fish sticks.
You're a gay fish.
What?
What?
Fish sticks? I don't get that. Is that... Explain.
It's the new South Park. I was calling to ruin it for you guys.
Oh, fuck you! Fuck you! Hang up! Fuck you! Prank caller! Prank caller! That motherfucker!
Son of a bitch. I just stood everywhere. I was so mad.
Oh, you prick fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you just wait.
Let's go to Alaska and kick
you
some ass.
You just fucking wait. Oh.
What a douchebag.
All I have to say is just
that's the last
wait.
Time I watch your show. Fuck you.
Oh, no.
You were
oh,
deleted
no.
off of our iTunes, bro.
That's fine. You just wait.
We'll get you back.
I know what you like. It's okay.
It's all right.
We'll see.
God.
He's got it coming.
Yeah, we'll get you back. Don't worry. We'll get you back.
Oh, man.
I can't believe he just did that.
Wow, he just... Totally, now I gotta
watch it.
Now I
have to stop the show, download the episode, watch it real quick just to know what the fuck he was talking
fucking doing.
I know, right.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Okay.
Bastard.
Josh,
fuck you, Josh.
The fucking Big Mouth
fuck you,
podcast.
Josh.
Just called in
hey,
and told me what
you
happened.
You know what?
Fuck my
I think
life.
All of our fans should call Josh on his personal
his
cell
number?
Phone number.
Do not give out his personal cell number.
No, I think everyone should call him. And tell him.
No, I insist. I insist that you call him.
Do you guys have pens? I'll
write this down.
Get pens.
Windows key.
Window R.
Notepad.
Enter.
Right.
Okay, are you ready?
No,
Shazam is like, none of you act well enough. You knew this was coming. I had no idea that was going to happen.
I didn't either.
And his number is 907. Now, he does have my phone number, so this could end badly, but that is a chance I'm willing to take.
Don't give that his number.
Oh, I'm so fucking bad.
Oh! Hi. What's
Hi,
up, buddy? Are you calling from...
I will post it.
Are you calling from 907-947... You can stop this anytime. Five.
I'll go ahead.
Guess the last two numbers.
I'll post all the numbers you just gave out of your phone number except for the last two.
I'll do it first.
And
I'll
then
do
we'll
it
play guess that phone number.
Oh.
Guess that phone number.
It's between 1 and 9 and it's not 5. What the fuck are you doing, Josh?
Thank you.
Hey, was this planned out?
No.
Okay, Shazam said that this was planned out.
I had no
Did
idea.
Did it sound like it was?
I don't know. I was pissed.
I was fucking pissed. Bullshit.
No, I had... the last time I was watching your guys' show last week on Wednesday, I had to stop because fucking South Park was on, right?
Oh.
Right,
and I'm like, I hear you guys talking about South Park, and I know you guys watch it.
Every
and
week.
And then I think it was the end of the last show. You guys were like, shit, we're going to watch South Park on a TiVo or whatever. I don't know what you said.
I love Torch.com.
So, I just got done with the episode up here and decided to see if you guys already watched it or not.
Well, not yet, but
not
thank
yet.
You very much.
Oh,
now we're
going
to have to watch it.
The joke, it's the best joke in the world, and you just messed it up for me. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
We'll get it eventually.
You're an asshole.
Okay.
Fuck you, too.
Hey, hold on. While we have you on the line. How's your child doing?
Oh, yeah.
It is now not a child.
Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! You made the right choice, my man. How much was it?
$600.
Damn, son. That's like two plane tickets to
insurance
NY.
Covers it, though.
Dude, that could have been you and your chick coming to NY with us, man.
Yeah, well, would you rather him ruin his life?
Kinda. After what he did to us? Yes,
yeah,
I would.
Fuck yeah, you should have kept
it. I'm going to get your chick pregnant now just for that shit. So, did you do what I told you to do and make sure that it was her idea? Otherwise,
she's going to use it against you.
Every argument you have.
Absolutely.
Tried.
No, you had to talk it all out, you know, and get everything out on the table.
Bro,
and tell
down.
Her this, she tells me that.
You guys broed it out.
Right, exactly.
Okay, did you get it in writing that from this point on, if we argue, you can never bring this up against me in the form of, quote, I gave up my child for you, end quote?
No, because it wasn't my idea, really.
Good luck. Well, good luck.
You just effed yourself,
You
sir.
Just effed your A.
Well, I'm glad you guys decided to do that instead of having
do the right thing.
Yeah,
child.
I was really nervous about that, man.
Yeah,
I
was kinda scared. So was I.
Well, that was the right thing.
Right.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We were worried that you guys were going to keep it because you kind of sounded like you were maybe thinking about it.
Yeah, that was just me having the old second thought action.
Yeah?
You know, because you just like, fuck, man, this might be it. That's my kid in there, and it's not yet.
No, not yet. That was...
Look at it.
If anyone...
The way we'd have been doing it is we would have been either... you know, if we would have had the kid, we'd have been constantly trying to keep up, paying.
Oh,
and
it's a hole you...
Instead of a step ahead of the kid.
Yeah, it's a hole you would never get out of, ever.
Right, right. Whereas, if you wait till you're for real fucking ready, you can stay one step ahead of the game.
Yeah, if you wait
till... And then your kid doesn't end up fucked up and have his own podcast.
Right, exactly.
He'll grow up to be just like you.
That's right.
So, Shazam wants to know if you guys are going to be using birth control from now on.
Like condoms?
We had been for a while.
Then what happened?
Just gets old.
Josh, I was totally kidding when I said poking holes in the condom makes your dick look bigger. Dude,
right.
Totally kidding.
Don't do that. Yeah, jokes, man.
You
jokes.
Thinking about that IUD thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing I heard works, I guess.
If you end up getting your balls clipped, will you send one to me?
Oh, wait.
Never gonna happen. Make sure the seed stays good,
Burger
you
want
to be able to spread it all over.
Burger says, what's wrong with just using a coat hanger?
Right?
Yeah, that's like 98 cents.
That's $600 cheap.
What was cool, this method, though, it's, you know, a lot of people think it's the old vacuum cleaner style. This is real simple, man. I mean, they take one pill, and then they wait like 6-7 hours, and then they take two more,
and then it flushes it out while
they're sleeping.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't. You don't wake up and there's a fucking baby in the bed.
Right.
You know, it's the first 4 weeks of conception. Within the first 4 to 6 weeks, they have to just put on a diaper or whatever. You know, the MaxiPad Ultra.
Yeah, they poop it out.
Sleep on that, wake up, no more baby.
It's a twat turd, and it just poops out.
Your twat turd tampon.
Getting
basically.
Pregnant is like cancer. You need to catch it early to be able to really get rid of it properly.
Excellent analogy, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Josh, she can't get an IUD unless she's already had a baby. They won't let you do that.
She did. She already had one. Done.
No, they will. That's false. They will.
Not in Alaska.
The
fuck.
They wouldn't give me one, bastards.
They'll give it.
No, it's got some weird Spanish name or some shit. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, they'll give him one in Alaska. They'll give a fuck.
Shove that shit up his ass.
IUDs for everybody. Yeah. Yay.
Pay me $600. I'll give you whatever you want.
So you going to hold it down while we're in New York?
Exactly.
Good. And when we get back, we got some good graphics going for podcastgangbang.com. We'll get that shit rolling.
The PGB.
The PGB, if you will.
I like that. It has a good ring
Sweet.
To it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All
Wait,
right,
is Danny working on that logo or what?
Yeah, we got
yeah,
actually...
I've been working on it, dude. It's a little pain in the ass. I got to try and figure out Photoshop so I can really mess with that, but I haven't really got too far with it, so...
But besides that, we got
a couple... Things are tough.
We got a couple of cartoonists working on it also, like professional cartoonists that we know.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Awesome. Well, you guys have fun in New York. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, man.
We will.
Later.
Bye.
I love that guy. He's great.
I did until he ruined tonight's episode of fucking South Park.
Now I don't even want to watch it anymore. I really don't. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to watch it.
So, where were we?
Right. Fuck my life.
Fuck my life. We're doing fuck my life. All right. So,
we can either do stories or we can do confessions because we didn't last week.
I'm good on confessions right now.
Then stories?
You ready to do some news then? Episode 177. Real quick, while we're doing that, Burger said you get Photoshop from Matt's HP. We got this touchscreen. I did, in fact, install Photoshop.
Is it CS3?
It's awesome. CS awesome.
CS awesome.
I would really like the tablet thing,
It does
though.
Work nice on the touchscreen with the light pen, but really? a graphics tablet would be better because you have to, like, stand up
to do it, like...
Wait, hold on.
Bend forward.
Hold on.
Never mind.
Could you see my boobs? What is stand up? Show us how good you stand up again? I love
that. Well, no, it's just really gay. Like,
you have to stand up like this in case you didn't know what standing up is.
Well, right. No, I had to stand up and constantly look down and, like, you have to draw. I don't know. It's really a pain in the ass.
Thanks for showing me how you stand up.
Shut up before I snap your neck.
Tails it is.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, bud. See, those would have been all ones you would have lost had you, in fact, called heads like you were doing.
Hmm.
Collapse the waveform, my friend.
I did.
Kill that cat.
Fucking dead.
Schrodinger. All right, what do you got for us? Episode 177, please.
Fuck, if I have a voice left, hold on. God, we don't have much time. I don't know what story to do. Help me
choose.
What
is the time, dude?
We are.
Doesn't matter.
We're at an hour and 40 minutes.
Doesn't matter.
What story should I do? Come on, give it to me.
Just do the first one.
All right, this one is called Shooter Set House Car on Fire After Killing Members of Family. I believe MDS sent this one.
And stop throwing empty cans. We throw rock stars because they have lids.
Right.
This actually gets soda all over the floor. Thank you.
Check.
Continue.
A man shot and killed his wife, daughter, and two relatives Tuesday morning at a Green Hill residence before killing himself outside the estranged couple's Morgan County home, authorities said.
Right.
Beautiful. Fucking taking people out like you should. If everyone would just kill their own family, like, the population would be down so fast. Seriously, families, start killing each other. I appreciate that a lot. Kevin Gardner's body was found just after 3:30 p.m., about 100 yards behind the smoldering remains of the house the couple previously shared.
House or trailer?
House, it says.
Or a trailer.
Well, it says house could be trailer. The couple previously shared on the old Somerville Road.
Is the house next to a bunch of other houses that kind of look like it?
That have hitches on the front?
Yes. Does the house have a hitch on it?
Does it have wheels?
Is that the hitch?
God,
what?
Lauderdale County Sheriff's investigators said Garner, 45, burned the house and his wife's car about 3 a.m. Tuesday after the slayings. Fucking slayer. Authorities said an Alabama Bureau of Investigation agent found Garner's body in a patch of woods just south of the house. They added a 9mm gun believed to have been used in the five deaths was found near Garner. Fucking 9mm. The bodies of Tammy Garner, 40, and the couple's 16-year-old daughter, Chelsea,
Wait,
were found...
Wait, what's the 9mm go?
Right? That's how it goes. You know. The residence at Lauderdale, 73, just before 8:30 a.m. Also, Kevin Garner's sister, Karen Beatty... Yes. And her 11-year-old son were found inside the residence, which is near Heritage Chase Subdivision.
You know what? We're going to see a lot more of this shit happening.
Oh,
we said that a while ago.
We have been seeing a lot more of
it
already.
Right, but more and more, I think.
Well,
as more people lose their jobs, as more people are sick of the people that they're with, the people that they're fucking.
More people are just hating their life.
Fucking other people. They hate their lives.
Shit's as bad. Why be alive?
You can't. I swear to God, once people can't afford to smoke their cigarettes,
so many people
riots
are gonna die.
In the streets, dude, riots. I am calling that shit right now. Episode 177 of the Jam Hole. There will be fucking riots.
Riots over cigarettes.
Right.
Right.
What do people do when they can't afford heroin?
They riot.
They rob
they fucking
shit.
Steal shit.
They rob. They steal. They fucking
pawn.
Oh. Way more people smoke cigarettes,
yeah.
And it is going to get ugly.
No. We're going to have pharmacy robberies for pills, but we're going to have cigarette store robberies also.
It is going to get ugly. And
beautiful.
When the government comes crawling to us and they're like, hey, Matt, Brayden, and Dane, what? How did you guys fix this? What, you guys said something about how to fix it. We're going to be like, sorry.
You missed it.
I don't remember. You could go
listening.
Through the archives of over 1,000-something shows and maybe find it, but good luck, bro.
Good luck.
You could maybe use the search box, but Brayden sometimes takes shitty show notes, so I don't know what to tell you.
We tried to help you.
Right, you might find an episode that the notes say we did confessions, and then you listen to the show.
We didn't do them.
None of them.
Thanks.
I was just
pointing that out.
Jamel.com/forums.
Well, it's kind of like my...
You can get in on this with us.
It's kind of like my reverse psychology. I figure if I do that...
If you do them all shitty, I'll never ask you to do them again.
Boom.
Cool.
But no, you're going to keep asking me.
Well, sometimes, because who has to work in the morning?
You do.
Exactly.
Right.
So?
So, I do.
You can't do that?
What?
The fucking notes?
Well, and if you want them done...
Hey, can you do them like you actually give a shit about this?
Oh, I do. I just miss shit. Because I don't do them every show.
Right.
I just do it once in a while. Remember when I used to do the show notes all the time?
Yeah, remember when the show notes consisted of, I think we read some news stories, Matt talked about something, and we'll see you guys in a couple days.
No, it wasn't like that.
Oh, right. You actually said what the headlines were.
Right.
Maybe.
I said the headlines.
And that was it. No links to the stories.
We didn't do links for a long time, even when you were posting them. It's not just me. It's you too.
Hey, yeah, what I say, not what I
do. Maybe he didn't just, like, copy and paste everything and change a couple things.
Yourself.
You know, family. If you, like, listen to it.
Right. Why don't you do the show notes? How about that?
I could have done a better job than that.
Prove it.
Oh!
Let's see. Do the show notes tonight.
Danny. No, I'm good.
Danny.
Do it.
Danny.
Hmm?
You talk some game. Where is it? Where is it?
We actually.
I just thought it was totally cute, dude.
We actually have to have sex tonight.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you understand.
Yeah.
Right.
Godly, I'm done with this.
Burger 77 says, make a wiki and have the listeners do it. Yeah, we tried.
Yeah, we actually do.
We can barely get you guys to go to the jamhole.com/vote.
No shit.
What makes you think you're going to write whole fucking show notes and do it good?
Right.
Are you volunteering?
You can't even go to Podcast Alley and click vote confirm.
Some of them do. We are hanging out at 23rd.
Nine people, two of them are yours, one's mine.
Three of them are mine.
Really?
Work computers, cell phone, here.
And we have nine votes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Who are those?
I don't care, though, because
I really don't.
I do as much as I want to be up there, so people are like, oh, the higher you are, the more apt people are to check you out.
It would be cool if we were high up there, but I'm just done caring about it.
Yeah.
We've been trying. We tried for a long time to give a shit about it. Didn't work. Okay, so family and friends said Tammy Garner and her daughter moved to the Green Hill house about a year ago when divorce proceedings were initiated in Morgan County. Tammy and Kevin Garner are both from Lauderdale County and were married in 1987. They were scheduled to appear at a divorce hearing in Morgan County this morning.
Right.
Law enforcement agents say Garner leased a rental car and drove to his wife's residence late Monday or just after midnight Tuesday morning, entered the house and shot the four people. Garner's sister and her son had been staying at the residence since Sunday when they arrived from Lebanon. Beatty was expected to testify on behalf of Tammy Garner at today's divorce hearing. Tammy Garner
is cheating.
Fuck. This story just keeps going.
Who cares? Okay, next story.
It.
Who cares? You can't have your hoes fucking friends come in and be like, oh, she was cool. No, she wasn't.
I'm just going to say thank you, okay? Thank you for killing some people.
All right, this one was sent to us by, hold on and I'll tell you, because, you know, we holler when you holler back.
Always.
If I can find it.
Come on.
I'm trying. I archived it already.
You got it?
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I'm just trying to make noise until you find it. But seriously, I don't know. Did you not even pull up your story?
No, I haven't. I'm just trying to find the email of who sent it to us.
All right. Wait, it was 26.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 26. Sorry. Got it. Right. This one's called Man Arrested in Jeffco on Suspicion of Internet Luring.
Spread them.
Not like when you're fishing and you use a lure.
Like fishing
like
lure?
Like fish see it and they're attracted
right.
to it.
And then
this is like that, but on the internet.
Right.
Like
virtual
people.
Lure.
Right.
Virtual fishing.
A man who... This is the great... A man who narrates Christian CDs
what?
Has been arrested on suspicion of using the internet to arrange sex with
minors.
A teenage girl.
Yes.
Yes.
16-year-old slut.
Hey.
He fucking searched.
How's your job being the narrator on God's album?
Good, but I'm not getting laid by enough 16-year-old sluts.
It's hard being 42 having sex with 16-year-old sluts.
Especially when you're a Christian narrator.
I guess, though, you could do that job and not be a Christian. But
yeah,
I think he might be.
Most likely.
And if he goes to jail for this, he'll for sure find God in jail.
Oh, for sure.
Because that's definitely where... Right.
Right. He'll be Christian after that.
Juan Alberto Ovalle, 42, thought he was corresponding with a girl under the age of
18.
15.
Oh,
Booyah! How's your life, SA?
What was good until I got caught?
But instead, it was undercover officers with the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office. Fuck your life. Today, I was chatting up a 13-year-old girl. It ended up being the FBI. Fuck
it
my life.
It ended up being Chris Hanton.
Chris Hanton. Ovalle works for a Spanish-speaking arm of the Colorado Springs Christian group Focus on the Family. He's like, man, I was just trying to focus on the family.
It's all in the family.
Right, more the children of the family. But yeah. I'm doing my thing.
You know, I like him.
He narrates biblical texts for CDs, according to internet websites that sell the products. Quote, we're shocked, said Gary Schneeberger.
Really? Because I'm not.
Not at all.
I think you're the only one that's shocked.
Wow. Spokesman with Focus.
With Focus?
Ford Focus or Vitamin Water Focus? I can't think. Or Neo. Matrix,
or,
the game
Focus. Hey, Focus, would you?
Fuck, I can't. Schneeberger said the group is beginning its own process of looking into the allegations and that it, quote, will work with authorities if asked. But if they don't ask, I mean, what can we do?
Right, don't ask, don't tell.
Right, Ovalle serves the Trans World Radio Ministry and also the Spanish Broadcasting Department of Focus on the Family, according to one of the sites. Quote, he founded Spanish Christian Audio in 2001 to help Christian organizations with their audio needs, the site said.
Mm.
I want to say that he maybe isn't a Christian.
Well,
but
even if he is.
You could have founded a group that did audio for anything. You specifically focused on Christian audio.
Maybe it was kind of a cover.
See, like Faith Plus One?
Right.
Okay.
Because
let's read on.
If you're a dude of the faith and you're helping out the Christians, there's no way you're fucking little 13-year-old bitches on the side.
No, never.
No.
No.
That's against
cover.
God right there.
Do you think they turn the other cheek?
Wow.
Ovalle was arrested Friday when he drove to Lakewood to meet the young girl who was actually an undercover officer to have full sex, the DA said.
Spread
out.
I just love saying that.
On Thursday and Friday, if you get this album I made, you will hear that in one of the songs.
It's a good one.
Spread out.
On Thursday and Friday, Ovalle made sexually graphic statements in a chat room to a person he believed to be an underage teen.
Hmm.
Is that dude that was in there trying to get you to show titties and stuff?
What?
He said he was 19.
Did
no,
he
he's
think
not
you
here.
Were 15?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Just checking.
Is it Chris Hansen?
Was he?
This is where he trolls.
Ovalle asked the teen, oh, hello, caller, you're live on the jam hole, please, holler.
Fucking talk!
All sexual predators should be shot and killed and hung from a tree.
Hold on. One second, caller. Braden, apologize to our caller.
I'm sorry. I thought it was another one of those fucking calls.
Now, caller, Braden, you have to excuse my co-host here. He's suffered through a lot of people just calling and not saying anything.
Seriously,
so he's a little on edge. Okay, now, what did you say, caller?
I think all sexual predators should be hanged and shot and hung from a tree.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Done.
Sounds
and done.
Good.
See,
done.
We just solved another problem.
And who is this, by the way?
Yeah, who is this caller?
This is your faithful listener, Crazy Guy in Ohio.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I watch you guys all the damn time, and I'm getting a lot more people to watch your show.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
We will
one
send
day
you,
you guys should talk about the New World Order and see where that goes.
Yeah. I know a little bit about the New World Order.
Yeah, we know a little bit about that. That's a good idea. Maybe we'll do that.
I think it's all media-based gossip, you know, only because what are they going to do? This is the United States of America. We are never going to change.
Right.
We're going to be just ourselves.
So you think they're saying that kind of shit to get people more scared, because when they're scared, they're more easier
to
control.
It's just a scare tactic.
Right.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they want Americans to be afraid.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I'm not per saying, like, oh, 9/11, it happened, but you know what? They knew about it. Why don't you think they told us? Only because they knew it would...
It was like Pearl Harbor. They needed an excuse to go over to the Middle East and, you know, hang out for,
some oil.
5 years and spend trillions of fucking dollars, of course.
Right.
Exactly. And you know what? Just like everyone's saying, oh, the world's going to end in 2012.
I fucking hope so. It probably won't,
but probably not.
Fun to think about.
Just another scare tactic.
Oh, yeah, just like... all these Bible prophecy people are saying, oh, the end is near.
Right.
They've been saying that for 2,000 years.
Dude, the end's been near since the 60s, and yeah, probably since the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
They're like, when the plague happened, they're like, oh shit, this is what's going to kill us all. No, just most of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's all.
All right, well, yeah, this is kind of off topic, but yeah, we'll maybe talk about that on the next show or something. Maybe we'll do that on Sunday. You want to just spend the whole Sunday talking about that kind of shit?
We can do that.
Definitely take up time.
Well, I got to go to church.
Oh, not at midnight you don't.
Actually, midnight mass for Easter.
Okay,
Is
Sunday Easter?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck me.
I didn't even notice that.
Does that matter to any of us?
Not to me.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, good luck at church, bro.
Yeah, have fun.
But oh, thanks.
If you want, email us and send us your address, and I'll send you a bunch of stickers down there to fucking toss around.
All right, sweetness, dude.
All right, cool, man. Thanks for the call.
Later.
All about.
I'm so glad that was an actual fucking phone call.
I know you were
right? So pissed.
I almost saw your head explode.
I almost exploded.
I almost want to turn the live call-in thing off just so I don't see your head explode.
I cannot handle more of those.
More so because your plane ticket's like non-refundable.
Right.
Like, I will be pissed if you're not on that fucking plane.
Seriously.
With a 6 a.m. Monday morning.
Fuck.
Okay, so, right, sexual questions, over the teen, specific sexual questions, like, have you ever had anal sex?
Are you a virgin?
Would you have sex with your cat?
Would you have sex with me?
Would you eat my asshole?
Can I eat your asshole?
Can
with
I
a spoon?
Eat your mother's asshole? Can I eat your cat's asshole?
Can I eat all of your assholes at the
while
same
the
time
cat watches?
And licks my balls.
I'm done with assholes.
And told her about sex acts he would perform with her asshole, according to an arrest affidavit. During one exchange, Alva asked, would you like my meat? No, would you like to meet?
Oh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
The undercover...
Would you like to meet my meat sword?
Right. I will slay you. The undercover officer told Alvale that her mom, quote, was working and she was home alone. Alvale responded by saying he was horny. He said, me so horny.
Me love you.
And
long
that
time.
He'd come to the home. Investigators gave Alvale a phone number and address over the internet. He called the phone number and a female investigator talked to him, portraying the role of the teenage girl. I hate when you do that. I keep thinking you're looking at that because a call came up.
Oh, no,
I like
sorry.
Look and then I'm like, one eye
I just
eye's
like
trying.
Watching the expressions on your face.
Not all of us can look there and there at the same time. Have you guys seen that?
That is weird.
I don't think
she
they
does
have,
it
I'm
like
good.
We're fucking and shit, and she'll look at me.
I
one
do
eye
not.
Go
that's why I
like,
close
look
them, dude.
Stop that.
She's all looking at you. And
it's
then
hard.
She's
that's why I close my eyes, man.
It's hard to maintain boner while you're doing that.
Yeah, when you're looking two different directions.
It's cool.
Of, it's
just not while we're fucking, honey. There's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
And
fucking is not the time for it.
Not
right.
At all. I don't
do that in bed.
She did it once. Alvale.
Hey, once
you
is
asked
all
me
takes.
To.
That's all it
takes. I did ask her to. Fuck me. O'Valley showed up in Lakewood about 2 p.m. Friday driving a green BMW,
yeah,
which investigators recognized from his own description. He's like, yeah, I roll a green Beamer.
What
of it?
Yeah.
It's my steez. Investigators pulled in behind the Beamer, turned on lights and sirens, and O'Valley initially did not stop, but he eventually pulled over and was arrested. Wow. Yeah, I have time to let the hard on go down, you know.
Right.
He's suspected of criminal attempted sexual assault on a child and internet luring of a child, both felonies. He appeared in court in Golden today. The DA's office said he is set to be formally charged April 9th. I guarantee he will be out in a few months,
probably. The most, probably, yeah.
That is it for that story. I say you're dead.
Boom.
Just like Crazy Guy said, just fucking kill him.
Just kill him.
Unnecessary people.
Yeah, I mean, even if he wants to be in jail for life, it's still a waste. Just kill him. And if you're going to put him in jail for a few months, he's just going to go back out and do the same thing
again. I mean, I know we don't live there, but if that happened here, I don't want to have to help support the life of somebody that's doing that shit.
And then he's going to get out and he's going to fucking do it again.
No, hey, I'm rehabilitated, bro.
I'm over that.
I'm totally over that.
I actually found God.
Can I use your internet?
I actually found God.
No, you can't use my internet. All right.
You actually aren't allowed to use the internet. We're at 2 hours.
All right, let's call it good because I want to have some sex.
Some fucking.
Getting kind of tired.
John B. from Hell says, I will pay you for sex with the girl in the green hat.
That's you.
Email info at thejamhole.com. We can work that out. I'm not even kidding. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We had a great time. Remember,
awesome.
We got a show Friday. We are doing a special show Sunday because there will not be a show Monday. And then, just follow the Twitter because I'm sure we'll be Twittering all that shit. You guys can see thejamhole.com/Twitter, thejamhole.com/Danny, thejamhole.com/Braden. That's all of our Twitters. You can see when we're going to do live show because we will do the show's live video from New York.
Right.
We're bringing all that shit.
And our hotel actually has internet.
If it's working, I don't know. But and also, if not, the guys from Ear Candy NY said we could maybe do a show from their house. But I think we'll be okay. So we'll just post the show times. We'll give you guys, a couple hours notice. Or if we know tonight we're going to do a show when we wake up in the morning, we'll let you guys know, that kind of shit. So, yeah, follow it. You'll see the show. You'll see the fucking trip we're taking. TheJamhole.com/vote. If you guys haven't already, give us a vote on Pod Crap Alley. TheJamhole.com/donate. If you guys want stickers or t-shirts, we got them. Not this one. Trust us. Antichristos, yours is in the mail, and you should be getting that soon. I threw in some stickers. Holla at your boys. Other than that, we'll be back Friday.
Right?
Friday? Yeah, Friday.
Probably 11 p.m., midnight.
David might be here.
David will be here. You'll see the
in place
from
of me.
AnnasNewYork.com, who's coming down with us.
That's about it, right?
Yeah. And also, if you guys want these things made, not these things.
Right.
Right.
You can get these, but they're quite expensive.
TheJamhole.com. The necklace
not
of
quite
the
as
logo.
Nice as mine.
If you guys want this, email info at TheJamhole.com. Even if you want one, we'll work something out if you really want one. All right. We'll talk to you guys Friday. Holla.
Later.
Good night.
You are listening to The Jamhole. The Jamhole. The Jamhole. TheJamhole.com.